This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's up? It's Eric Sermon, the band I represent from EPMD, and I'm in full effect with my homegirl, DJ Sarah. She got a bubble under the dress.
I realize I'm sort of...
DJ Mice Diggy. Holla, one love, peace.
See, he's got love for mice too. It wasn't just love for me.
There's more love for you, I reckon.
I'm realising I am kind of keeping that bubble dress theme going again today because it's so damn hot.
It is blazing.
It's scorchio.
I saw someone wear an ice cube t-shirt and just melt. So hot it is.
Oh, not as in NWA ice cube.
Yeah, you just got to wear anything which is saying, that doesn't matter. Come on, so work with me.
I'm not very fast, I'm a bit slow. Welcome to the show. First of all, thank you to the wonderful, the lovely Ian Boldsworth.
Hooray.
He has been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen again to that show and any FUBAR radio show on the website and on iTunes too. So on this show, last week, we had an amazing lineup for you. We had Ezra Collective live in the studio. Again, they were performing tracks and they did some jams for the open mic as well, which featured Crash and Elements. So definitely check that out. The place to go is fubarradio.com/hiphop, but you should know that today by now. And today Mice is away.
He's off to play.
He's doing famous stuff.
Yeah, like, but you were doing famous stuff last week.
Apparently, yeah, top secret famous stuff.
Yeah.
But yes, but I am joined by a good friend of the show, the one and only Chu is with us again.
How you doing, Sarah?
I'm cool. I'm bearing up with this heat. Well, I'm embracing the heat.
Yeah, there's no disdain for this heat. I'm loving it.
I was kind of in disbelief when I saw that it was like 30 degrees today.
It's crazy. You know what's great as well? I can hear the aircon in here.
Normally you don't.
I can't even feel it though. That's the problem. I can hear it though. So yeah, hopefully I'll acclimatise very shortly.
But again, we have a Ram Jam show packed for the people this week. We're going to be joined by Verb T and Chillman later on in the show. We've got a guest all the way from New Zealand in the house, and the founder of an amazing festival that I got to DJ at earlier this year, called Splorefest. Hold tight to hear more about that and another massive open mic. And Chu is going to be investigating this week.
That's right, I'm going to be the old detective this time. I'm just going to find out.
No, that's not how we do. We tease the people here. We like to, we like to play with people's emotions a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So Chu is going to be investigating as Mice is away. And we've got brand new music for you from Freshers. That's featuring London Posse.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Dope, man.
I know.
I've missed Bionic, man. Honestly, I think I might have. I might get hurt for this, but I think I prefer Bionic, you know.
Ooh,
I know.
Fight and talk.
I know that.
Well,
yeah,
actually, Bionic, to be fair, Bionic isn't on this track, I don't think.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So don't even matter.
So just
then.
Keep missing him. And M-I-O. Kaiser has a new album as well, so I want to play more cuts off of that because there's like so many good jams on there. But first, have you heard of this MC called Afro?
I've just heard of the name, but maybe you can help me with this. But I've seen him, but the beat master I know. So,
Well, Afro, he's this dope LA rapper, and he's teamed up with Marco Polo. They've just released this new EP. It literally came out like 2 days ago, but I'll give you more info on that later. Make sure you hit us up today. It's fubarradio.com/hiphop is the place to find all of our past shows and get in touch with us as well. And, you know, this show is all about you guys, so we love hearing from you. So get in touch. And Chu, what's your Twitter at?
At Chudat, Chrudat.
And I'm at DJ Sarah Love. And you can hit us there as well at FUBAR Radio. So let me drop you this brand new track. This is Afro and Marco Polo featuring Pharoah Monch. The track is called Swarm. I mean, this is the level of MCing on this joint is like, I still haven't got my head around it. And I've listened to it like multiple times in a row. And I'm like, okay, that was just like hurting my brain.
Bang.
Yeah, I wish I could rap like this. So let's get into this brand new ill hip hop flavor for you. You're locked into FUBAR.
The mass murderer. Mass murderer.
Afro the kid. Native American land, savior with lasers and anger and banging pace in the change of a shaken arrogant stand, shaping the lyrics and stabbing your face with hangers and mask and tape. I laugh and jab at the wrath of pain and merit to grasp. Slash guitar, ask it all, bomb making, planning drops. I'm saying all Ray is rougher than Macklemore. Travel faster, laughter, axe, a rapper, snap a track, an apple, Abernathy had an Adam's apple, had venereal. Every tackle, shackled, factual pack of jack and knack of sack and stacking jackals. Afro is the head of rap hysteria. They say I'm gibberish, I did it on purpose. Lifted innocence from the virgin who went to the church's tips to the waitress, sit to the mix and then the shift of the matrix. Iggy Azalea, frog face, look like Marlon Wayans on his worst day. Spray painted, tainted, verse slayed, earned wage from Vern Ernest, heard it from the grave.
I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards, we swore, we swore.
Sick of than Mr. Robot, Anakin Skywalking, Anima Animal on the mic, Cannibal Cyborg protesting, fighting for his mechanical rights, publishing in my fucking mechanical rights. Swarm, West African killer bee abilities, a martyr with modern day smart bombs, armed with Kevlar, body armor, that's a part of my particle melting artillery. Kidnap the president's daughters without a plan, blah, clap at the Ku Klux Klan and hack Hillary. And all this while I was getting head service from my personal server. Shit, she should not have been on her personal server. Cherry picking, licking nipples, playing Contra with Jane Fonda. Now that's a triple entendre. Pharaoh, I actually mastered the supernatural. Strike you out like statue, then I'll clap at you in a tabernacle. Crack a statue, rapping Matthews backwards if you're attacking Afro. Hijack a crack a jackass and harass him if he's asking for cash flow. Fascist radical bastard with a beard who could be casted as Casco. Attack any assassin with a spear and put my ashes out on these assholes. You gotta be kidding me, you're forbidden the battle of the god when he got a gas mask on.
We swore, we swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Pharaoh on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards, we swore, we swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards, we swore.
To the whole London massive, this is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right, baby, don't touch the dial.
That was the voice of Guru, of course. So he has to get a very, very special big up. It was his 55th birthday this weekend. I know. Oh, I love a bit of Guru. So
big up, big up.
But the level of rapping on that tune,
insane.
Doesn't it just make you sick?
I just wish we were in a club. You could have just reloaded that for me. But
I know, that's what I was thinking too. Like, need to hit the reload. Definitely check it out. It's called Afro Polo EP. 18 years old. Unreal. He's from LA. And the Canadian producer, Marco Polo, he's worked with a whole gang of people. Definitely check him out if you've not heard of him before. It's available now, all those usual places, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. And the artwork's pretty funny too. So check it out. But I was just like, say what?
Yeah, I can't believe he's 18. That's crazy.
I know.
He must have smoked a lot, man. His voice is crazy deep. Man.
His great voice is crazy deep. But Chu, how are you doing?
I'm all good, thank you. I'm all good.
Tell me what's going on in your world.
What's going on in my world? I'm just trying to sort my stuff out. We're just me and my sort of producer, Jimmy Logic, we're putting on some music this Sunday at the East London Fringe Festival. Like, we're putting on the music basically from 12 till 9. St. Leonard's Church, Shoreditch, East London Fringe Festival.
What does that mean, putting on the music?
We're basically just organising all the acts and artists to come down. So we're sort of hosting it and sort of running the day basically. So yeah, it should be all good. With a little few little freestyles, beatboxy things in between. Some of the dope cuts, my boy Chris on the cut. So yeah,
and then what is the?
It's basically just sort of celebrating sort of East London arts, I suppose. You know, not just alternative ones, but yeah, we've got a lot of street art going on. So there'll be some live pop ups, and just sort of different music and stuff like that. Good food, drink, just sort of
drink
celebrate.
The important part. Hot
dang! So hopefully the sun will still be out. I'm also celebrating my birthday as well. So
yeah,
I need to get down there and help me get hammered and forget how old I am. So
cool.
That'll be good.
Sorry. No, this is a good time of year in London. This weekend, I was gutted. I found out in the last minute that it was the Lambeth Country show. Have you ever heard of that?
I'm not going to pretend.
Just be honest.
Yeah, I love it, man. Everyone loves the Lambeth Country
show. I've totally heard of that.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest.
Oh, no, but it is actually really cool. Because it's a completely free event that happens in the park in Lambeth, and they have loads of dope acts performing, loads of reggae acts, and you know, all kinds of people. I think Incognito, maybe they were headlining this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And so definitely look out for them next year, because I will not be missing out next year. But this weekend, did you make it out to the DJ Premier KRS-One show?
No, I didn't. I went to Lovebox. I was at Lovebox.
Tell me about Lovebox. What is Lovebox saying?
I think I have been to Lovebox.
It didn't leave that much impression.
It gets a bit dusty, and like, I just don't think London festivals are that. It's a different vibe for me. I was just sort of saying to Adam. Adam saw me, then just decided to walk past me. So thanks, Adam. I'll show you the same love if I see you again. But yeah, it was just. I think it just felt like really hectic. Everyone just walking around, like just waiting.
Where
for
was
to
it
finish.
Held now this year?
Vicky Park, Victoria Park.
Mm.
So yeah, it was cool. I mean, I'm not saying there was no bad vibes. It was just wasn't my type of vibe. Kind of thing. So yeah, I caught a bit of LCD, a bit of Jungle. Rhythms of the City, it's like a samba group. My friends are drumming on it, Charlotte.
Sorry, what's LCD?
LCD sound system.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of, I don't know what to call it.
It sounded like a drug or something.
Well, yeah, that was later on.
Yeah.
That's how fucked we were. We spelt it wrong. So, yeah, but it was cool. It was all good fun, good times, I suppose. Also, I went to another sort of more family sort of orientated festival, Kelvedon Festival.
Mm.
It's in Essex. It's with my girl Laura. But randomly, they don't actually.
As in your girl, or
my girl. God damn it! So yeah.
I didn't know to. Yeah, I didn't know that there was no more chances between us.
That was it. You know, you missed your chance. Well, keep
snoozers
chipping away.
Snoozers are losers.
Keep chipping away. You never know.
Don't say that. She might be listening.
Oh yeah, this is live, isn't it? Oh yeah, shite. So we went to Kelvedon Festival, but they've got these t-shirts. I mean, because it's quite a family thing, it's quite funny. They've got t-shirts saying "I love K-Fest." So I was like, K-Fest? So it's just a real celebration of ketamine.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been. I was wrong.
Yeah, but you're disappointed when you got there.
Very upset. No holes, nothing. Just flat ground. So no K-holes to stumble in.
Mm.
But that was cool. So I did that and then went to Lovebox. And then went to an after party and just got very messy. And then left when it was daylight.
Oh, you're living life.
Yes,
sounds
it was
like
fun.
You're living life. This yeah. young man should be.
Word. Well, the sun comes out. You just got.
You lose
out.
Your mind.
Yeah.
But what when you said Lovebox, you said it was dusty. You mean like in the metaphorical sense, or as in it was dry?
It was actually. Or
dry in the metaphorical sense. Oh,
you're very deep there. It was actually just. It was a bit of a dust bowl for me, but it was all good though. It was cool. I just don't think I was in the right frame of mind. I think I came from such a chilled festival in Kelvedon.
Yeah.
With family. Like village vibe, and then went down to the sort of, you know, ravers and stuff.
Having it.
Yeah, giving it large.
I wonder how many people attend Lovebox.
Probably quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big London festival, isn't it? I reckon.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't even guess the numbers, but it looked like a shed load of people.
Some of the London festivals, I think it's just too intense to have people in London people enclosed in such a small space.
Yep, they're still doing the London walk going from one stage to the other one, so they're still doing that, you know, the London early morning rush hour walk, just sort of, you know, doing all that, sort of bobbing and weaving as they're getting through.
Because
they're all there for one day, aren't they, generally, London ones? So then everyone's trying to make the most of it. That's what I feel. So just bombing it around, trying to catch everything.
And everyone's trying to be cool.
Yes.
And
yes.
They don't want you to get in the way of them being cool.
This is my space. I'm dancing here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, my space isn't as important to yours. So, yeah.
And then it's mixed in with a little bit of gulliness too.
There wasn't actually that. The vibes are right. No, okay. everyone's all like happy.
I'm confused. Sorry, I'm getting confused with wireless. Yeah,
Lovebox is all happy up people, man.
I think our guest coming up later on the show, he might have even been at Lovebox. Yes, we have a very special guest about to step into the studio soon. John Minty, the way from New Zealand.
Yep, just got to speak to him very briefly outside. Very interesting dude.
So hold tight for that. But I like to start the show with some positivity.
Yes.
Not just with, like, some dope new music, but, you know, I just feel there's so much madness going on in the world, Jude, like, that we need to remember to focus on all the good things that are, like, uplifting people and inspiring people, because it's so easy to lose track and just think, oh, it's all doom and gloom.
Yep.
What's the point? Bloody human race. Like, that's what you hear so much, innit?
Yeah.
And I just think there's wonderful, wonderful things in the world happening. So, first of all, this weekend, like, I've got to send a...
Big up.
To everyone who was out at the KRS-One DJ Premier show. That was really, really fun.
Insane.
But I think Kentish Town Forum really needs to sort their lighting situation out. So, but okay. That's a negative tip.
That
so let's keep
whoa,
it positive.
Because
now it's time for
big up.
Yes, and did you know today, too, is Nelson Mandela Day?
How is it? Wicked.
Don't you think he's like probably one of the best men of the last 100 years?
He's definitely achieved a lot. Do you know what I mean? He's literally done his time, hasn't he? You know. So yeah.
That was cold-blooded.
Thank you.
But yes, today is Nelson Mandela Day, so I just think it's important that we always remember the dope dude. And I just think there's all the madness that's going on in the world at the moment. This is the time when artists. If you want to call yourself an artist, you should be stepping up. Like, and if you ain't stepping up and representing and saying something for the people, like, really, do you get to call yourself an artist? I'm not really sure. Because when I think of all the great people who have left a legacy and they are on that iconic status, these are people who have made sacrifices, like Nelson Mandela, you know, like Nina Simone, like a Marvin Gaye, like a Bob Marley kind of thing, like a Chuck D or whatever. Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, you know, Adele, all of these wonderful people. Like, they really have done something to represent, use their platform to represent for the people. And I just love this quote from Nelson Mandela where he says, politics, because obviously there's madness going on all over the world in politics at the moment. Politics can be strengthened by music, but music has potency that defies politics.
Yep, it's true. It's true.
Word to that. And another quote of his that I like, he says, difficulties break some men, but makes others.
Dang. Do you remember this old, I think it was a British tune, but it was like a collabo British track with like loads of people talking about South Africa.
That was like at the when it was, not the Nelson Mandela.
No, not that one. It was a hip hop tune though. But you're on the 16th parallel or something like that?
You have to see that. I know I'm going to get home and I'm going to be like, oh, that tune that she was talking about.
Oh man, I'm going to have to hunt that down. Ah, really random. But yeah, that was, I think I was coming with some like delicious vinyl like collection or something back in the day, like one of their first little hip hop things. But yeah, Booyah Tribe was on there. Anyway, sorry, I'm drifting. But
See, I know I'll remember like in 3 days' time or something.
Yeah, I'll be too late as well.
I'll tweet it or something by then at DJ Sarah Love. So you know, I just think it's important that we all remember the greatness of Nelson Mandela and send him a massive
big up.
But today's big up, you know, let's bring it back to hip hop levels. Okay. It's going out to, have you heard of this rapper called Rhapsody?
Yeah, you can tell me all about them. I can say yes.
Yeah, I totally have heard of her. I'm all over it. Maybe you have heard of her, but maybe you're just forgetting. By the way, I'm loving that you're bringing some of these summer festival vibes to the studio. Choose just casually swigging like a litre of Carlsberg in the studio while I'm drinking like some coconut water.
Well, I had the coconut water first, and I've rehydrated now.
Now you want to bring those hydration levels back down.
Rebalance. You've got to retox, you know? So it's all good.
But back to Rhapsody. She deserves a massive...
Big up!
So Rhapsody, she's this North Carolina MC. She was like a protege of the producer Ninth Wonder. You've probably heard of Ninth Wonder, who's like involved with Little Brother. He's produced for so many people. He did that whole project with Murs, whole gang of artists and stuff. He's probably one of my favourite producers around at the moment. I just think he's got that soul, you know, and you feel the soul in his music. But she was a protege of Ninth Wonder, and she just announced at this weekend that she signed to the Roc Nation record label, and this was like while she was on stage at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival.
Wow.
And this year they had Nas headlining. I think Talib Kweli was there. I can't remember who else was there.
Dang.
But, you know, it's a pretty massive move, really. It's not clear entirely whether it's a record deal that she signed with Roc Nation, like J. Cole and J. Electronica have, or if it's a management deal, because they represent like DJ Khaled and Big Sean. But either way, I think it's amazing because she's someone who's just fully grafted, like from the street level of like shot in her own CDs on the street.
Wow.
You know, really grafted. And it's at the end of the day, I just think it's hard work is all that counts.
Hard.
It doesn't matter how talented you are.
No.
And you know, she came into the industry like mid 2000s, and she was like part of this group called Coolie High, left.
That's old school, man.
Way back.
Yeah, damn.
But she left that group in 2008 to go with her solo career under like Ninth Wonder and his record label, which is called Jamla Records. And she's just had like this constant stream of steady flow of releases. She's collaborated with like DJ Premier, Raekwon. But then her massive break was a couple years ago when she was the only feature on the Kendrick Lamar album to Pimp a Butterfly. So you see how that whole album, the only rapper that he had on there was Rhapsody. And and then obviously that album went on to be a Grammy award winning record and everything. So massive move for a truly indie artist, what I mean? And so I'm just so proud of her for just making these steady steps of progress. And to now, I mean, she's going to be collaborating with probably rap's biggest names,
incredible.
So I just think it's wicked. And on top of that, she's a girl.
I was going to say, you know what, just, you know, I know that anyone does, if you're trying to pursue what you want to do, it's always hard, male or female, but definitely as a rapper, I think as a female, it's definitely harder. Definitely.
You reckon?
Yeah. Who's your favourite female MC?
Well, it's tough, and that's why I kind of felt that's why I've always loved Jean Grey.
I
rate Jean Grey, like, I think she's a real lyricist kind of thing. Like, she's a heavyweight who can hold her own next to, I mean, we heard Farrah Monch with some disgusting bars right there on that track from the Afro Polo EP. And she's someone who can, I mean, that track, do you remember she did that track on the Farrah Monch album with, it was her, Farrah, and Royce the 5'9"?
Yes.
Like, to me, Royce and Farrah, they're some of the illest MCs around at the moment, kind of thing. And she kind of duppied up that track too.
I love that track she did with Master Ace as well. Oh, I can't remember which one. It was the breakup one. She smashed on that. Oh, yeah, on Disposable Arts on that album.
And she's also someone who's worked with Ninth too, kind of thing. So, I love Jean Grey. But then I guess, like, when you're going to those all-time rappers, it's hard to pick, isn't it?
Yeah, I always felt Bahamadia. I used to think she was heavy. And Lauryn Hill still smashed it for me as well. And the harder ones, probably Heather B.
Another one. You're pulling out some good names, man. Do you remember that track, Estrogen?
Oh, man, I don't think
And that was
that.
Like, yeah, we'll have to dig that out at some point as well. But, Heather B, too. It's been a while since we've heard anything from her.
Yeah.
Ra Digger, she's another dope lady killing it, too. But at the same time, I just think, you know, in my career, I've just wanted to be a dope DJ. I don't want to be, like, a dope girl DJ.
Not to
DJ.
Be labeled, no. But, I mean, but I don't think it's not so much separating, but it is a different style. It's a different kind of vibe, I think. It's like if you ask someone a favourite singer, they're still going to have male and female. That doesn't mean you're not... showing preference to males or female singers, but
you reckon
there is definitely, well, just because they can talk about different stuff, so
so in style wise, I mean, in terms of MCing, you think there is a different style if you're a lady or a dude?
Yeah, I suppose it might be more topic, maybe more subject matter.
Okay,
it depends. I mean, it's why, I mean, don't get me wrong, at the time, say your Foxy's and your little Kim's, I just felt like they were just more trying to keep up with dudes. I don't know I don't know them personally, so I don't know if what they were chatting was truth or not, but just felt like just trying to beat dudes, while Bahamadia and your Lauryn Hills, for me, just felt like they were just being themselves, just being women who rapped. That's it.
Didn't happen. I guess so, yeah.
Not necessarily female MCs, but they were just dope for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. But again, when you listen to the track, for me, when I listen to a track like the Assassins joint with Jean Grey, Royce and Farrah, it's not even... I wouldn't say there is a difference in style of the verses. It's just the topic of the track, and it's like...
All right, well, next time we put on the song, we'll have a little...
What about
we'll
DJs,
this,
then? How's the style different for DJs?
If
you're a girl or a boy...
I think technically, I mean, you're one of... Because you cut. I just think if a female DJ can cut, you're cool with me, man. Because DJing, I think mixing, I've never really been that impressed when people just mix. I want to hear cuts, I want to hear scratches, I want to hear them sort of, manipulating the tunes. So I feel that, anyone can literally mix, but there's only certain people can DJ, can scratch. And I need to hear something, maybe a few more women actually cut, because that just didn't really blow me away. I'm just being
but
honest.
Is that a style thing? It's like it's a female DJ style not to.
Possibly.
Cut.
I'm not too sure.
You reckon?
I really don't know. I don't know, though, because I don't know many who do scratch, so it's a tough one. So
One of my all time favourite DJs is this dude called Tony Monson. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tony Monson.
Well, okay.
But he's like a legend. I mean, he's probably kind of like the soul equivalent of a David Rodigan kind of thing in this country. Like, he broke a lot of records back in the day and stuff. And he's been so influential on me. He doesn't mix, he doesn't scratch, but he will bun down a party, And so to me, if I'm going out to a party, I want to have a good time and I want you to keep me dancing. So I don't necessarily think that. I'm not measuring it in terms of, but how many cuts have you done?
But then how many mixes? If he's not mixing, how's he keeping you dancing? Are you still dancing?
You'll need to experience it.
Are you still dancing when it's dead, when it's faded out?
He can do things that I see DJ. I mean, because then it's, again, go to like the DMCs. Yeah. You've got boys there who have spent a lot of time in their bedrooms.
Yes, indeed.
Kind of thing. And go,
hours.
On the burning up the cough soda, yeah. Which is incredible sort of thing. But, you know, there's no soul. There's no vibe there going
on.
That.
That's fair. Yep.
You know? And so then so they won't be able to test Tony Monster when it comes to rocking a party.
But is he more of a selector than a DJ then?
He toasts, you know, knows how to drop tracks. You know, Shorty Blitz, he loves Tony Monson.
Oh, okay.
You know,
wow,
so
wow,
it's like,
okay.
And this is what I mean. It's like, I don't think DJing is necessarily something where it's like, okay, there's certain things you've got to be doing to be a dope DJ. I just think it's about rocking a party. But yeah, and all the different tools that you can use to do that, they're all part of your armory. And that just adds to the weaponry.
So any budding DJs out there, I hope you've been taking some notes. Little sneaky.
But let us know, what do you think? Yeah. Maybe you have a completely different take on it. Hit us up in the studio on the email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Get in touch and let us know. You know, you're going to have to keep a hold of that email too, because Chu is going to be investigating in a second. But back to this week's.
Big up.
Is going out to Rhapsody. So I thought it was only correct that we play something from her. This is her track that featured on the Kendrick Lamar album. This is called Complexion. Keep it locked right here with myself, Sarah Love, and Chu Dat.
Yo.
We're taking care of you until 6.
I'm with this complexion.
Two step.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
This is solo style.
Ooh, complexion.
Two step.
It all feels the same.
This is solo style.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a f*** about your complexion, I know what the germ is done. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field. Girl, I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if mess are listening, cover your ears, he about to mention
complexion.
Two step.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
This is solo style.
It all feels the same.
This is solo style.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Brown skin, they butcher blue eyes. Tell me your mama can't run. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good feel. Girl, I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if mess are listening, I got the world attention. So I'ma say something that's vital and critical for survival of mankind. The feline color should never rival. Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then Wick told me, a woman is woman, love the creation. It all came from God, then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and see more sights for sore eyes. Let the willy Lynch theory reverse a million times with
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
This is solo style.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
This is solo style.
Young George Lucas. Light don't mean you smart. Being dark don't make you stupid. A frame of mind for them busters. Ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox. They tutored like two tides. LL, you lose 2 times. If you don't see, you're beautiful in your complexion. It ain't complex to put it in context. Find the air beneath the kite, that's the context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious. Ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it. All your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J, mm-mm, I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school, watching movie screens. That spike your self-esteem, the new James Bond gon' be black as me. Black as brown, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
Barefoot babies with no care. Teenage gun told us that don't play fair. Should I get out the car?
Kendrick Lamar, wow, featuring Rhapsody on that track, Complexion. That was from the To Pimp a Butterfly. Big up to Rhapsody, who's just signed a deal with Roc Nation. So hopefully that'll take her to good places. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, DJ Sarah Lovin, the one and only.
Today.
And right now it's that important time of the show where normally Mice is here taking care of things, but Chu is fully in control here. So
yeah,
should we hit this music?
Do it. I can't even pretend to do Mice's vibe, man. But right now, this is Chu Hefner. I'm going to go deep. No, I can't do it. I'm not going to pretend. No. Mice is probably going to be like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Mice might give you the back neck, backhand slap.
Or you're going to make me tap out. So yeah, I'm going to investigate where Mice normally does it. We're going to try and find out some things. I get kind of desperate sometimes. But I get a bit paranoid, get a bit freaked out by sort of life and where it might go. I need to find out certain things about people. See if they can be around me and help me survive. So yeah, I don't know how cryptic to keep this. But I need to know what skills people have, man. I need to know that you've got my back. And I can have your back as well. What are you going to say? Are you going to offer something?
No. I'm excited because I want to know how people interpret this kind of question.
Well,
I'm
going too cryptic, I reckon, but yeah.
Yeah, we need to keep it simple. Not that I'm saying that FUBAR Radio listens to simple.
I'm going to go...
I ain't saying that, okay? I love you.
She does. She definitely does. So yeah, basically, everyone sort of, there's this old new craze going. Everyone's sort of loving sort of your Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, all that jazz, all this idea of like apocalypses and stuff like that, survival stuff. So I want to know... People, you need to help out here. What skills have you got to help me stay, to stay in my zombie survival group? Basically, that's what I need to know. I know how to deal with them. I can get rid of them. I can teach people how to kill a zombie. But I need a bit more though. That's not enough for me. I need some other people, man, in my group. Help me survive.
See, I live in a cave, so I've never actually seen Walking Dead or what was the other thing you said? The other, yeah.
I think it's like a spin-off from that anyway, but there's like loads of like
so
zombie stuff.
What is that show? They're like trying to survive.
Survive a zombie holocaust, basically. But if you've, okay, been living, but if you've been living in
like
a cave...
Like 28 days later.
Yeah, like 28 days later, but they're slow-moving ones, so it's not as scary. But if you have actually been in a cave, then you could actually probably help us.
Then
you probably,
I'm all good.
You probably know how to sort of start a fire. We did
So those kind of take it back to basic skills.
We need some serious sort of skill levels here, man. Like Adam has said earlier, he can start a fire, which I thought was pretty impressive. But he
Adam can start a fire from nada.
Well, that's what I thought until he said, as long as he's got a match or a lighter.
He's got all the torch.
So he's out. He's out of the group.
Lighter
so, yeah,
fluid.
So let me know. How are you going to stay in the group? I need some good people, man. I don't want to hear a good sense of humour, though. Someone said, a couple of people have said that, and that's not going to keep in the group, man. There's no survival. There's nothing funny there, man. What's funny there?
But we need laughs to get through life.
But what are you going to laugh at in a zombie thing?
Yeah, it's true.
If someone can come up, okay, if you can come up with a joke during a zombie apocalypse, you think might actually work after someone's just seen their child being eaten.
But is it, no, what's happened? Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
I love Shaun of the Dead.
Actually, yeah, all right then. Okay. Come up with an original joke then for the zombie outbreak. See if people actually laugh. I don't think they will. I don't think they would. There's no way. Sense of humour?
Yeah.
It's going to get dealt with.
That would be out there. You know what? I think this is quite an important question too, considering that Theresa May wants to bring Trident into effect and nuclear arm the country with nuclear weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Because once that happens and someone presses the button,
it's game over. I need some botanists, basically. So if there's any botanists out there, man, come.
You know,
join
I've
us.
Got a mean tomato plant at home.
Wicked. Just the one.
Every year I grow tomatoes at home.
What else do you grow? I bet you grow. What else
I've
you
got
grow?
Gooseberries.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually went out of your way to grow gooseberries?
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
You eat eat them.
No, I know that. I'm not that.
You eat them.
I'm not that slow, Jace. But I'm just, I don't know anyone who's actually, what do you actually sort of do? Do you make your jams, or are you just literally?
Yeah, or you could just like eat them as a snack. The best thing is the tomatoes, because like, you know, you make a boiled egg or whatever. It's nothing, no better feeling than going to the garden and picking a tomato from a tree you've grown.
You've got a tomato tree. An actual tree of tomatoes.
This year I only have one, but normally I have multiple tomato
genetic
trees.
Genetic sort of modifications there. But you said gooseberries are far more interesting though than tomato. I don't know. You're the first person I've ever met who's actually grown or growing regularly.
Really?
Gooseberries, yeah.
That's whack, man. It is pretty old school, I guess.
It's just quite a random fruit.
Got blackberries.
Yeah.
Got raspberries, red currants.
Wow.
I'm packing that heat, son.
Yeah, man. Horticulturalist over here.
So I think that could come in helpful.
Damn right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're in. I'm liking that. You're in.
I'm down.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. So that's what we're looking for, that kind of level of expertise right there. Gooseberries. Get on the moss. What's it good for? What's in a gooseberry? What
vitamins? Gooseberry, goodness me. Well, anything from Mother Nature just loves you and your body, isn't it?
Right, I'm not everything. There's certain mushrooms have disagreed with me. But,
oh, really? in a, like, out there kind of way?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly not. No, but, go on. Yeah, what's the actual benefits of?
Oh, I'm sure, like, gooseberries are, like, loaded with vitamin C.
I mean, educate the people, you know? You've been growing them.
All berries are, like, full of vitamin C. You've probably got antioxidants in them or something. I don't know, like,
okay.
I don't really eat things out of packets, you know.
Okay.
So it's like, for me, I just trust anything.
As I say, I've clung onto the gooseberries a bit too much, but I've just
it was a bit of a throwback view.
Yeah, I know it was. I'm like, wow, I've literally done anyone who grows gooseberries. Anyway, right.
No, they're banging.
Okay.
Right. Get involved with the gooseberry lifestyle.
Do it.
Yes, but no, hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Like, what's your question? Repeat to the people.
What skills have you got to stay in my zombie survival group?
Zombie survival group. So if we're surviving an apocalypse, we need those skills. Like, what are you going to provide?
Yeah.
What would you provide, Jay? Yeah. Or are you just chilling and you're expecting us to do everything?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Kicking freestyles in the background.
Yeah. While kicking zombies. I'll be kicking zombies while I'm kicking freestyles.
Get them Shaolin styles.
Yeah, exactly. So I reckon I can... I'll be good enough to teach people how to kill zombies. So I think that's my main thing. That's what I'm bringing.
I have always wanted to do martial arts.
Do it. We'll do it as soon as it's done. 6 o'clock, we're done. We'll do a little session in the park. We'll start now.
Perfect place in Cali Road. Take on some of the... Well, no, let me not cuss Cali Road area.
Nah,
they might be waiting for us when we come out the studio.
Exactly. Well, I'm a very tall, skinny, white guy, if anyone's listening. So you'll never catch me.
The answer to the name Adam.
Yes, that's right.
But yes, get in touch with us, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to the founder of New Zealand Splore Festival, so keep it locked right here. But hit us up, let us know, what skills do you possess to stay in the group? Keep the group strong in a zombie apocalypse.
Foobar Radio presents
Free Talk with Dan Clark.
Doc Brown, otherwise known as Ben Bailey Smith.
You have presented me with a guilty pleasure.
It's called The Room. An absolute shambles of 90 minutes based around crumbling relationship between a very creepy, possibly Austrian middle-aged man and his attractive...
Sort of hard to know where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, he claims he's from America. The character Mark, who's played by Greg Sestero, and the crazy voice.
It seems like you're an expert, Mark.
That's Tommy. The writer.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Can I just say that I love that tune?
Yes. Fresher. It's a London thing. Shout out to the original London Posse Foundations for real. Scandoos, Stray Styles, Architect.
Yeah. Blazing tunes like these zoots. This ain't Roddy P, but I'm a rhythm killer too. L-O-N-D-O-N, that's my rhythm killer roots. I've been earning my stripes, versus I'm murdering these tunes. Big up Scandoo, schooling me your London rap roots. Back then I was a youth, I never had a clue. I was more bat spinning records in my room with my boy James and tell him to come through.
Yeah, the cult classic, nostalgic, romantic. Return of the rude boy, third generation. Music, art and fashion was my life verbatim. Ragga you, raised Christian, one picky yet under a groove. Submerged my temple, dad had the speakers that would make the ground tremble. Chest bone vibrates, nothing feels greater. Inspired by granddad with his style from Grenada.
We salute the legends cause the legends are bring. True style setting the flow, enough records to fling. London to Japan, France speaking Mandarin. Best to bring the cameras in as I set up the ting. Into the east,
into the east,
into the west,
into the west,
into the south, into the north, into your chest. Salute to Ronnie P cause everything's blessed. The region now, London posse to the freshest on the set.
I keep it buried in a graveyard. Come on, I real OG, so don't play dog. The man that know me already and how we do is Rodney P, the rhythm killer with the freshest brand new. Just like them boy, they forgot or they never knew. So that the P stand for Pepper, London Pussy is the crew. Try pressure who? One I'm big up Scandu, big up Dre and big up Archer too. As we move,
true them not know about me.
London Pussy,
mash up every show with my
London Pussy.
You can't chuck a ting to the
London Pussy.
We do the damn thing cause
the London Pussy.
True them not know about me.
London Pussy,
mash up every show with my
London Pussy.
You can't chuck a ting to the
London Pussy.
We do the damn thing, we are the
London Pussy.
The gentleman swagger, everything tailor-made. Brogues, trubies, sharp with a skin fade. His walk is character, archetypal Londoner. Dressing up for hip-hop, a me that breader. A movement encouraging rappers to dress better. A motherfucker genre, you can't pigeonhole us. I jam to the Beatles, I am the walrus. You can't outbox me, fresh as summer invasion London.
95, 94 or whatever. I was only young trying to get it for the levers. Picking up the pen trying to catch Rook's manoeuvres. Ace a skinny man in a city full of boozers. We in the race and it's far from a tie. All respect to the cookie crew toeing the line. So we could do this and they could do that. We used to MC, now everyone raps.
But as I got older, I knew about the oldest. Had to catch a vibe with the tunes I downloaded. Rapping was a talent, educating was a bonus. We got everyone that paved the way for us to get noticed. They broke down the doors with real raw talent. If YouTube was there back then, it would be a madness. But instead they're mad, we're travelling round the Atlas. Repping real hip hop with real London accents.
Yo, it's all right, the LDN come from Echo, liquor hustle with my MC friends. Long time a day, I ask them where them are defend. I'm of the people for the people, man, them know me on the end. Don't talk already, now talk again. Be a boom styling, now them rock class again. Hey, them little heifers want to come try test us, but I'm saying fuck that food boy, big up the fresh.
True, them not know about the
London Pussy.
Mash up every show with my
London Pussy.
You can't chuck a ting to the
London Pussy.
We do the damn thing cause
the London Pussy.
True, them not know about the
London Pussy.
Mash up every show with my
London Pussy.
You can't chuck a ting to the
London Pussy.
We do the damn thing, we are the
London Pussy.
Big up the freshers.
Nice. That's Fresher's London Posse remix featuring the one and only Rodney P, produced by DJ Devastator. Demon Boys, love that dude. And that's a flip of an old London Posse
track. Yeah, man,
track.
That brought me back, man. That brought me back. It's wicked, man. So last week we had Q Rock and who was it? Not Killer Man's Wife. Supreme as well. Yeah, Supreme. So I remember all the names were getting confused. Yeah, man, Devastate. Wicked to hear
that. I know. And Freshers, that is Archer, Dre Styles, and Scandoos. They're a London based hip hop collective of MCs and producers, and they formed back in 2014. And we will have them on the show very soon. So you better keep it locked right here. Mondays, 4 till 6 p.m. Fubar Radio is the place to go, but you should know that by now.
Yes, indeed.
Right now joined by our first special guest this week. You've come a very long way to be on the show, John. I really appreciate that 24-hour journey that you undertook to get here and be with us. You know, that's really nice of you. But welcome to the studio, John, the founder of Splore Festival in New Zealand.
Kia ora. Thanks, Kia ora. Sarah. It's 26 hours on a plane to get here, but I stay here for 5 weeks, so...
Oh, okay.
It's a break.
So why on earth do you like to come? Because you're here like every summer.
I come up here every year. I've been coming up here every year for longer than I can remember.
Yeah.
I've only ever been in England during your summer. So I have this really positive attitude towards English weather.
You're the only one.
Are you like me where you do this intentionally just to skip the winter?
Exactly. I do an endless summer. I saw that surf movie years ago and being an avid surfer, that's my credo.
You're a surfer?
I'm a surfer, yeah, way back. Yeah.
Where'd you go surfing?
Raglan, Karikari, I went to Hawaii many years ago when I was younger.
Next time I come to New Zealand, I'm going to go surf. You've got to take me surfing. I've been surfing once.
I sent you down to a potter. There's good surf down there.
I know, yeah. But I've only surfed once, so I wasn't really feeling very, very confident to like go rough it in the hardcore seas. But on my I stood up on my first ever wave.
Very wow. Good.
That's
very
pretty
good.
Dope, right?
That is pretty dope.
Where was that? Bondi?
No.
Cornwall.
No, that was on along the Ocean Drive, like in the just outside Melbourne in Australia. Are you laughing at me?
I think so. There's no surf on the drive in Melbourne, is there? Or?
You see that? There's this big hateration that goes on between Kiwis and Aussies.
Yeah,
so
I'm aware.
It's all about love here, John. All right. So don't be projecting hate on the show because it's all about love. But no, John, you put on this amazing festival in New Zealand that I was so lucky to finally make it to this year and DJ for you. Tell the people about Splore Festival.
Well, Splore actually started about 17 years ago. It's New Zealand's It's New Zealand's longest running festival now.
But you don't look old enough, John.
I wasn't there at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I was there as a punter. I got involved in 2005. So it's now a three-day live-in festival, the only one left in New Zealand now.
Wow.
So it's 1 hour out of Auckland. It's on a beautiful beach lying with Pohutukawa. And Sarah, you have finally made it this year after many years of asking you. But we've got a great tradition of English hip hop down there from the very first year we had. We had Maestro down there, I think 2008.
But even just English
Shorty
artists
Blitz,
too.
Exactly, a lot of English artists.
And I was so happy while I was there. I was getting ready to head over to the festival on the first day. I just bumped into Shawnee T. I was like, fancy meeting
yes.
you here.
Yep.
Like we just walked past each other by chance.
We've had Shorty Blitz down a few times. We had Little Sims down this year. Gappy Ranks. Black Twang, they've all been down. Talib Kweli, Faramonch, Lupe.
That's wicked.
My favourite act this year that I saw was Hiatus Coyote.
They were great, yeah.
So fantastic. Even though they're Aussie, you've got love for them.
That's all right. They're sold. That's fine. I'm sure there's a couple of Kiwis in that group.
That's why it's so soulful.
That's
I'm with
bearable.
You on that, John. No, I'm joking. I love you, Aussies, listening to the show. But what's like the ethos of Splore Festival? Because I got to say, that's the cleanest festival I have ever been to. I didn't see one piece of litter at that festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a beach. So it's like the whole setting of it is beautiful. On one side, you've got the hills, all the beautiful Kiwi greenery, and then you've just got the ocean out there. Everyone's just on a lovely vibe.
The theme is always been love, and there's always been an emphasis on sustainability. So we get a huge diversion rate, about 75% diversion of all our waste. No one drops litter, people look after themselves, and that's just taken years of attracting a similar mindset of people, creative people that come. So as you probably saw, a lot of families, a lot of young ravers, 70-year-olds. You know, it's quite unique in the sense of the range of demographics.
Yeah.
But it's not so much an age thing. It's very much what people bring.
It really felt like a family kind of.
It's a big family. Exactly.
Atmosphere.
8,000.
And you know, the that's other an extended thing that was family. Dope about Splore Festival, that's the first time ever, too, that I've experienced that. The stage I DJ'd at, entirely solar-powered.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was banging.
That's really cool.
It was a good system, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And speaking of sustainability, Chu this week is investigating. Like, you know, we like to get these life hacks going and help people, you know, work out the things that are just going to help them negotiate
scenarios
they might stumble across in life.
It could happen. Everyone's, you know, we're all obsessed by these zombies now. I think everyone could think it could possibly happen. So, yeah. So my question to you is, obviously, you know, it's an outdoor festival as well. So I reckon you might have something to bring anyway. But, yeah, what skills have you got to stay in my zombie survival group?
Well, I think my biggest skill, and thanks for this question at the last minute,
that's all right,
would be my isolation from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know,
I live in New Zealand.
The
There's 4 million of us out of a world of a few billion. We've got a lot of forests, a lot of ocean. So I think there's a lot of places to hide. We're all pretty equipped to live off the land.
Wicked.
And to run.
Yeah. So your skill that you're going to help us all survive is to hide.
Well, I can only bring so many of you down, all right? So we don't want any interlopers.
Yeah, so we've got about 8,000 minimum.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So yeah, Splorfest. This next year, Splorfest could be the first group of survivors, man, for this zombie thing.
I've got to say, when the Brexit business happened here and everything, yes. one of the first people who hit me up was Tawila Blakely,
right?
Who's a lovely actress from she's Samoan, but she's lives in Auckland, New Zealand. Yeah. She was like, "If you need to come down here, we're here waiting for you."
Wicked.
I was just like, "Look, that was one of my first thoughts. I'm jetting from this
straight
place."
To New Zealand.
We're getting a lot of American refugees coming down as well. If Trump gets in, we're getting Brexiters now, so we might have to close the gates.
Yeah,
otherwise some zombies might sneak in.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Build defense. But I think you've had some.
Oh, we did get one response.
I've got
a response. Yeah. So Oliver is saying that he plays the Resident Evil games religiously, so he thinks he's a shoo-in to get into the group, which could be quite handy.
He would what? He's a shoe in. Does that kind of like mean a foot in the door or something? Sorry, I'm kind of dumb.
Okay.
You've got to keep it simple for me, all right?
I'll paraphrase Oliver. He basically thinks he'd be he'll be essential for the group.
Because he plays a lot on this computer.
Because he plays a lot of
Resident Evil. That's like a zombie.
It's like
type
a zombie shoot 'em up. But obviously, in England, I mean, you got to get the gun first. So, but now Oliver, man, if you've got access to guns, and maybe, but otherwise, you've got to be damn good with a machete or a samurai sword or a hatchet.
No, but do you know what? In this last week, I seriously thought,
are you taking the piss?
Because people are looking like zombies playing that foolishness, this Pokemon fart game.
I'm not playing it. So
seriously, what's wrong with people? This is where we're at in the world.
It is crazy.
This is where we're at.
I've got no
Oliver,
word
are you down with that game as well? I want to know. Hit us up. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Let you know the answer if you can contribute to his survival in his zombie apocalypse, what your skills would be.
Please do.
And John, so what do you get up to while you're in London then? You're scouting for talent, really, aren't you?
I scout for talent. I come up here and I basically go to gigs every night. I go and see agents during the day, go to festivals. And
Town.
Every year it's harder and harder to find acts.
Why?
I think it's because I might be getting a bit cynical. I've seen so many acts that it's just generally special ones that now stand out. And a lot of acts that I'm looking at are been recommended while I've been in New Zealand, but London's a great place to actually physically see all the acts live over a summer. So even if it's an act which I'm thinking about, it's on my list, but then I see them live and I go, no, maybe they're not quite right for the festival. That's
not so much.
That helps because I can tick it off and go, nah, next.
Oh, was that when you saw Adele? You were like, maybe not.
Yeah, average.
I'm not saying anything.
Are you feeling Adele? Because
really.
I think her music really is helping contribute to, like, you know, people have a lot of questions at the moment.
Yeah, I know my market very well. So when I say no to an act, it's not because they're not great acts. It's just I don't think they're right for my festival.
Yeah.
That's a diplomatic answer, eh?
You should be a politician.
Just quickly, actually, why Splorfest? What's the Splor?
Well, Splor is actually an old Scottish Gaelic term. And it was an old term for having a frolicking and carousing good time. We found it in an old Mrs. Miggins dictionary.
Okay.
We have hippie and Burning Man type roots for our festival.
Okay. Cool. Bang.
But you know, I have a dope act to recommend for you, Chill Man and Verb T. You should
I
definitely
know Verb
check
T.
them out.
I don't know Chill Man. Okay.
And so you should hold tight because Chill Man and Verb T are going to be coming up next on the show. They have a brand new album that they're going to be telling us all about. It's Abstract Patterns. And I think they would fit in great at Splor Festival. And hey guys, I'm trying to line you up with a good holiday.
And how many Chinese rappers you had on there at the Splor Fest?
We had Kid Koala.
He's a DJ. I met him, but he's a performer too.
He's great.
He's cool though, man.
He dresses up in a koala suit.
He's crazy, man. I remember scratching with him once back in the day, and I said, "How do you come up with your music?" And he actually used to, from what he told me, he used to write down the sounds that he wanted, and then try and find them on record. I was like, "That's fucking mental, mental." Mm. You write down the samples you wanted, and then try and find them.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. That's pretty dope. But yeah.
It's all approaches to these kind of things. But you chill with us for the rest of the day. Tell the people, how do they find out more about Splor? If they happen to be in that part of the world and they want to come through, where should they? Well, or if they want to see more about how you guys operate, should they hit up?
Yeah, just go to splor.net is our website. Splore. We're every year. So next year, we're February 17, 19. It's always the third weekend of February, which is our best part of summer. You'll be surprised at how many Europeans are down in New Zealand at that time of the year that come along to Splor. So, and also a lot of Kiwis that live in London, they come back home for the Christmas and they come down for Splor and meet up with their old friends and family. So There's a great community.
Any hints on who might be performing next year?
I don't know. Do you broadcast in New Zealand?
Yes, we do.
Damn.
All you need to do is go to foodbarradio.com/hiphop. Like, it's international.
No. Yeah, I've got a big wish list, and I have a massive wish list every year.
Yeah, I know I'm on that wish list every year.
Of course you are, Sarah. It just took you 6 years to make your way down.
You've got to treat a mean to keep them keen, you know. That's like my whole approach.
Well, we treated you too well, maybe. You won't come back.
Yeah. Treat me mean, then. Treat me mean. I'll show you.
But you're taken cheap. No, okay. So hold tight and chill with us for the rest of the show, John, if you have time.
Sure.
And we're going to have a very live open mic coming up later as well. Which, you know, you might be able to find some dope talent to fit in, explore there as well. And coming up next, we're going to be joined by Verb T and Chillman live in the studio. So keep it tuned in to Foodbar Radio. But right now, I thought it was only correct. Seeing as, first of all, Maestro's away, so I miss Mice.
Oh, I miss Mice.
I get too
well,
used
man.
To seeing him every week, and then I'm like feeling withdrawal symptoms.
I get to see Maestro once a year every time I come up here. So this will be the first year I haven't for a long time.
I know. I think he was hearing that you were going to be here, and he was like, damn, I just can't deal with seeing that dude again. So, but no, he loves you as well.
Yeah, I took the hit for him.
No, but I want to hear Maestro's voice then. And I also thought, seeing as we had a Kiwi representative, it was only correct that we had some Kiwi artists representing on the show today as well. So this track is a tune that Maestro did with super producer from New Zealand, P Money.
Of course.
And this track is called Fling Him on the Barbie. It came out a few years ago. This was on...
You sure that's the name of it?
I'm certain that's the name of it. And because this was from Maestro's album called... Diggy Down Under.
Oh, this is when he was living in Australia.
Yeah.
Probably that's why they had that name. Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, it was only correct that he collaborated with the best of the Antipodeans.
Of course.
So this tune is produced by P Money, straight out of Auckland. What's the name of... Papakura is where he's from in South Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I thought this was only right. Hold tight, get in touch with us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love, Chuda, and John, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for, it's great being here. Thank you.
What? You talking to me? Look, before breaking down all my defences, you probably get taken out more times than dentures. Battling mice, man, you poor guys are senseless. I find your yard and creep up through your walls like asbestos. A tall guy that's restless, lay with me mice. Play with the guy, then you play with your life like a baby with knives. Bring beef, I bring the gravy and rice. And finish it off, so start saying goodnight and rest in peace. You mess with me, best believe I won't spare you. Get treated like most rare food, be so careful when stepping to the kitchen. It's too hot for you lot, and you're too soft, so move off and let me do the spitting. I'm tired of hearing how good you might sound, and if you shine bright, then mice might put your lights out. So put your mics down and say nothing no more, and then go juggle some balls, cause you're all looking like clowns. If you want it, you can bring it, but if you bother, you'll be finished. If you want it, you can bring it, but if you bother, you'll be finished. Does he really think he's gonna harm me? Oh, he doesn't know I kill him and his army. You better let him know he isn't gonna last. See, I chop his ass up and fling him on the barbie. Now this is perfect timing, not that you should give a damn, but see, I used to be a fan until I heard you rhyming. There ain't a track you done that's worth rewinding, or a rap that's worth reciting. Meanwhile, my whacker's verse is blinding. No matter what you fools say, to diss me is as risky as inviting Michael Jackson to your school play. So try and battle me and lose, mate, with Mighty Mice. You know it's time for action every new day. A specialist with rhymes whose deliverance equivalent is that of feeling somebody just buried you alive. And it don't bother me, whatever is your size, whether big or small, I kill them all, I'm ready for you guys. So when you're stepping in the ring, you're best to bring your next to kin, a coffin, a clean shirt and a hearse for me to send you in. Then let me tell you how your shit's been weak while I rip these beats and then bury you 6 feet deep. If you want it, you can bring it, bring it. But if you bother, you'll be finished. If you want it, you can bring it. But if you bother, you'll be finished. Does he really think he's gonna harm me? Oh, he doesn't know I kill him and his army. You better let him know he isn't gonna last. See, I chop his ass up and fling him on the bus. Take it personal, you're so whack. See, I had a feature, but it ain't worth it, cause you know I burn you on your own track. And to be honest, brother, ain't surprising, cause your way of styling shows nothing special about your state of rhyming. I'd be lying to say you aren't jerks when the best thing about your effing release was the artwork. Yeah, what's up with that? Cause when you're busting raps, you look more out of place than Tiger Woods in a rugby match. That's how I know
know there ain't no messing with me, son. Especially when you're the reason they invented the refund. A natural born spitter who run up in your house and pull my pants down just to take a crap in your dinner. I'll smash you in your army. It's a fact you cannot harm me, cause you're about as masculine as Tatiana Ali. And as a man that's barmy, every single screw's loose, so it's nothing to crush your little melons into fruit juice.
If you want it, you can bring it, bring it. But if you bother, you'll be finished, finished. If you want it, you can bring it, bring it. But if you bother, you'll be finished, finished, finished. Does he really think he's gonna harm me? Oh, he doesn't know I kill him and his army. You better let him know he isn't gonna last. See, I chop his ass up and fling him on the barbie. Chop his ass up and fling him on the barbie. Chop his ass up and fling him on the barbie. Chop his ass up and fling him on the barbie. Chop his ass up and fling him on the barbie.
Helped me feel a little bit closer to my Stiggy, seeing as he's away doing famous stuff.
Yeah, but you know, I'm quite happy because it means I get to fill in.
You took the hit, so he could avoid hit. John yeah. Minnie at Spore Festival.
That's what I do, man. That's our role, you know.
No, John, we love you, really. You know, yeah, we're man. Just paying.
That Spore Fest sounds insane. That sounds really cool.
Oh, it's lovely. Man. It is so nice. And but yeah, that last track that was produced by New Zealand producer P Money. Of course, that was my Stiggy. Fling him on the Barbie. And right now you're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love. And this week's co-host with me is...
That's right, I'm Chudette, mate. So yeah, going to bring it down south.
Chudette, mate. Well, so that's yeah. more Aussie than Kiwi.
I can't do New Zealand and Kiwi.
Brilliant. Yeah, as soon as you go to the Southern Hemisphere, they mix up all the vowels. Get them in the wrong order.
They all sound a place same to me, you know what I mean? No, they don't at all. They don't at all. I'll take that back. So, yes. Right, let's move on. What have we got? Who have we got?
But right now, we are joined by one of my favourite people in hip-hop in this country.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
Okay, first step for professionalism. Wait. Before I kill the microphones, first step for professionalism is kill your phone.
It's gone.
When you're in the studio. No, I'm joking. I do all 100 the time lines. As well. No, but we have super special guests, Chillman and Verb T.
Hey,
it's lovely to have you here. Make sure you get nice and close to the microphone and speak into where the white sticker is so then everyone can hear you. Lovely. You can adjust that.
Okay, sweet.
You know what?
There we go.
Because we want to hear your nice dulcet tones.
I remember the first time I heard Verb was on Ill Lyrical Behaviour.
Oh, wow. That's literally the first thing I ever put out, actually. Is it? Me and Kid Fury. Yeah, man.
I've got the 10-inch of that, man. I've still got the 10-inch, man.
Oh, much respect for that. That's a rarity right there. Not a lot of people have that. Yeah, that's Harry Love on the beat and me and Kid Fury.
Yeah.
That's actually the first thing I ever put out when I was a wee young lad.
Man, I played that the other day to my mates, man. Hang in the front.
Yeah, so, the beat's still a banger. It's kind of weird. It's like it's the equivalent of seeing a photograph of yourself in a shell suit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, your voice sounds. You know, I said some funny things, but you know, at the time I loved the tune and the beat's still a banger. So yeah,
it's still a great tune.
Stay proud of that one.
That's
man.
A classic now.
Yeah.
What year was that? 99.
It was 99. I got in there in the 90s. I have a release in the 90s and nice. I managed to do it.
That makes you proper certified.
Official.
God, 99. That was a long time ago.
Sorry, people.
I know. Yeah. That was like, yeah. Yeah.
And then you know what's trippy is that you can remember it clearly. 1999.
I know. Yeah. That's the great thing about music, though. Like when you have a tune that came out in a certain time, whenever you listen to it, it takes you back to that time. You know. So Ill Lyrical Behaviour. As soon as I hear it, I remember like the old shop, Deal Real. You was in there.
Yeah.
You
know
what I
mean?
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
I'm gonna have to listen to that tune when I get home now.
Yeah.
That was a classic. Love it. But yes, let's bring people into 2016 because you are introducing us to this brand new project that you are showcasing.
Yeah.
With our other special guest, Chillman, who's up in the studio too. How are you doing, Chillman?
Doing well, thank you. Doing good.
It's lovely to have you here, man.
Thank you for having me, honestly.
And I'm so excited about this project that you guys have got together, entirely produced by you, Verbs.
Yeah, man. Basically, I met Chillman a while back and I just liked his style. It was something different. It just had a different flow, different sort of voice. It just grabbed me. And I've started up a label called In The Balance Records. And this is the first full project we've released. It's entirely produced by me. I've sort of been working on beats for the past 10 years, but gotten to a stage now where I feel like it's time to start putting them out. And yeah, I say it's about 2 years we've been working on this project. And yeah, I'm real happy with the results. Got some good feedback so far. So yeah,
cool.
Hopefully it's.
But when, because you have released stuff that you've produced before, though, haven't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there's an album I had on High Focus called I Remain, which I produced. But I've mainly produced for myself. Like I've had beats on like Flip Tricks projects and a couple of other people and stuff. But yeah, mainly production has been something I did for myself. And yeah, it's just nice to be working with up-and-coming artists who I think have talent, just trying to bring through the next generation. That's the whole point of the label, is just, you know, opening up the scene a bit from my angle, from where I sit type thing.
I know. But does that mean that you're going to be stepping away from the mic?
Oh, no. Nah. I mean, you know, I'm going to step back a bit because I've put out so much music over the years. But it's just a nice other side to music. Is working on something as a producer's got such a different feel to it. It just gives me a whole different perspective on making hip hop. So it's been real good from that point of view. You know, I've done this Chillman album, also doing the More One album. I know he was up here with me last time I came.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just look forward to. I've got so much stacked up, ready to put out. So just look forward to it.
And when is this out? Is it out already?
Oh yeah, it just dropped. It just dropped. Is it about a week ago?
About last week, yeah. 8th of July.
Yeah.
So Chillman, what's your story? Because this is the first time that you and I are meeting.
What's my story? Yeah. Like my life story? Or
yeah. Why not?
Okay.
So you were
story?
Born at 12 a.m. and
you got the time right. Yeah. Exactly 12 a.m. So no. I lived in Africa till I was 14.
Whereabouts?
Moved over here. Lived in Kenya for 7 years. Moved over to Eritrea. I'm actually half Eritrean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved here maybe when I was about 14, I think. Got into rhyming maybe when I was like 17. And then, yeah, met Verbs at this competition that he had going with Leaf Dog in Bournemouth. I actually missed my gig completely. But
blame it on him.
Yeah, it was his fault.
It was his fault.
It was my fault. He was sitting in the car smoking cannabis.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that happened. But yeah, they still let me on, and then yeah, ended up making an album.
And then, so what? You said you started rapping at 17. You said
about 17, yeah.
So how did you like get introduced to the hip hop world?
Well, I've always listened to hip hop, really, but. What made me start spitting was just seeing my mate, really, like, he was just crazy with freestyles. He was just get the party going, and I was like, shit, I want to do that. You know, at first I was like, oh, I'll just make beats for you and whatever, because I got into production at the same time.
Okay.
And then I just thought, you know, I'm going to start writing myself, and then, yeah, kept going from there.
And when you moved over here from Eritrea,
yeah.
Did you say it was you went from Kenya to Eritrea, then were you in London? Or?
No, Hereford.
Hereford!
Yeah.
And what, wow. Are you still based in Hereford now?
I am, yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So what's the Hereford hip-hop scene saying?
It's not a lot of spitters, you know, but we got good nights down there because we got a good club called the Jaylee. I know Verb's been there plenty of times.
Yeah, it's a good venue.
Good venue, yeah. Good people out there and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a cool place. It's right, yeah.
And then what's that? You guys met by you leading him astray.
I made him miss his set. No, it's just, I actually heard his music before that. I didn't know anything about. I literally just had an MP3. So, like, nothing other than an MP3 of him spitting. And I knew, like, this guy's got something different. I really like his style. But then, you know, I met him, and you know, you get a certain vibe and energy off people when you meet them. And we just got on, and I just thought, you know, I started sending him beats. We did a few demos. The first couple we did, like, the beats weren't all that, and their tracks didn't really make it. But I just liked the sort of working relationship we had, and it's good communication that we had similar visions for how to make songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's the main key with music. You have to kind of connect with the person that you're making a project with. It's not just about, oh, that guy's good at rapping, I'm good at making beats.
Yeah,
it don't work like that. But yeah, we just had a good chemistry in terms of making music, and it seemed like it happened real fast, but I guess it's been quite a long time putting this album together.
I was going to say, over what period of time from you first meeting to like have put some music together?
I say we met, and maybe a few months later we had a couple of demos, and then the album we really got going about just over 2 years ago. So we've probably known each other, what, 3 years now?
About 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your run, how were you guys meeting up then? Like, to sort of be making a beat and sending it and then jamming or...?
We talked a lot, and we did a lot of it online and just spoke to each other on the phone. But then, yeah, when it came to the actual studio sessions, we met up. I think it's important to do that because, especially from a production point of view, I kind of want to be involved in that, like, because I kind of know about...
I know what I'm talking about.
I know my shit.
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
So how long would be like? How long did you spend in the studio then, do you reckon? Like, was it like a four or five days or something in a row?
We had 2 days and I think we recorded maybe 11, 12 tracks or something.
Shite. Yeah, but they were written, they were tracks that were ready to go. Yeah. It's not like we sat and wrote them there. No. But yeah, that's cool, it. That's
it was good, definitely, man.
Yeah, really good. 2 8-hour days where we, and then we had another session to finish it off. And We've met up in between then to, we did, you know, videos and just going over plans and stuff, so yeah.
And is this your first release?
Yeah, my first solo anyways, yeah.
How exciting!
Crazy.
Yeah, it feels good?
Yeah, it feels
amazing.
And
what a wicked person to buck up on and work with.
It's crazy, I actually couldn't believe he was sending me beats at first. I was like, aww. Really, why? I was like, so many people out there, you know what I mean? But
such a perfect introduction like, you know, for the world to be introduced to you.
Completely.
So yeah, tell people about the album then, what's it called?
The album's called Abstract Patterns. Yeah, and it's just a lot of tracks about how I felt in the last 2 years or whatever, a lot of stuff that I wanted to speak about, my story, my past, stuff like that. And yeah, we just flipped a load of beats, basically.
I'm really liking the artwork, too.
Yeah, I've got to give a shout to Sam Marsh. If you look up Sam Marsh illustration, you can see some more of his work. He's done some... He did, like, a Wu-Tang thing that I first saw. I think it was a T-shirt design for Wu-Tang for one of their tours or something.
Yeah.
And the artwork was insane.
Mm. And it's like Method Man's head with, like... a tree coming out of it.
Sam Marsh. And he did one of my covers for Medicated Dreams, a project I had out a couple of years back, and I just thought he was the right guy to do this album cover. It's like, yeah, it's obviously it's got Chillman's face on it, and it's got like the colours from the Eritrean flag and different textures. It's quite deep. You can kind of look up close and see different things, and look up far and see a whole different image. It's real cool. Yeah.
It's deep, man.
So deep, conceptual.
It's far out, man. But no, definitely check out the artwork. No, go and buy that business, and then check the artwork out when you buy it. But I want to play people something from the record. The track that I've selected for you is "You Are You."
Mm. Well, just quickly then, just make sure like you cop the lead single as well, Defeat Stress.
Well, we're going to come back and chat some more, but I thought let's play the tune first, and then we want to hear some more about like what singles and stuff people are going to be looking out for. Remember to hold tight, we've got a massive open mic coming up as well. Hit us up too, hiphop@foobarradio.com. But this is the sounds of something completely fresh from Chillman featuring Verb T.
Yo, if you're listening, let me tell you people something. If you're listening, it goes, let me tell you people something. If you're listening, if you're listening, yo. I don't know why I can't let go. All I really wanna do is head home, but I'm locked tight in her grip. She got me, she threw a hex, I just can't get off me. Waking up late, missing my train. What's on my mind? It's just a migraine. Take one, take two, take three, take four. Still I can't shake it off, and so I take more. Head drowsy, distant and cloudy, drawn to a flame. Just sit me down, please. Old me sits in the pits with the embers, laughing as my heart twists in a blender. Storms in the background, lightning striking, high winds spiraling in, and it might twist lives in another direction. The question is, will you step free from the wreckage? Yeah. You are you. You are you. You are you. But you're trying to be someone else. Why they wanna look at me like I'm nothing good?
Good.
See, I just wanna be. Just wanna be understood. So take a little time and get to know me well. See, you are you. Trying to be someone else.
Well, I'm awake in the night, sleep in the day, can't think straight, oh, what a shame. Back to my kick, my snare drum again. Don't know why I keep on playing the game. Looking for the ace, but I end up with a joker. People on the bluff like a game of poker. My lyric graphic, king, think trash poker. My life's a deadly cycle, it's been a revolver. Russian roulette, so I never play sober. A gambler, placing bets, and I'm settling debts. And I'm blowing checks, never stacking chips. But just rock to the beat, get where you wanna get, move. Moving your feet before they get you boxed in like a TV. We chill, man.
So why they wanna look at me like I'm nothing good? See, we just wanna be
just wanna be understood. So take a little time and get to know me well. See, you are you. Quit trying to be someone else.
Message on that track, guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You be you. Stop trying to be someone else.
Yeah, you are you. Simple.
Who are you?
That was very cool. Very jazzy.
Yes. Yeah. I've been known to flip an odd jazz sample.
Yeah, that's dope.
Mm, but you have like singles. You say that are coming from the.
Yeah. The first one was Defeat Stress. That's got great feedback. It's kind of I knew. It's probably my favourite track from the album. I kind of wanted to lead with something strong, though, just because it was his first release. I wanted people to see, you know, the best side straight away. And it worked because it really connected with people, I guess, you know, due to the subject matter of Defeat Stress. And also, it's one of my favourite beats I made for the project. Mm. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like with this album, it's hard to take apart. I say that's my favourite single track, but I think it's just because that's the one that kind of you can stand outside the album, whereas the rest of it, we've kind of make it a whole thing from start to finish, so you kind of have ups and downs. It's like it's not a real long album. We try to keep it quite short and concise, just to give people a real clear view of, you know, an introduction to Chill Man and
there's
what he's about.
There's quite a few tracks though, but yeah, they're all sort of
they're quite
small,
short. And yeah,
short,
yeah.
Longer
yeah.
Tracks.
All about kind of 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, kind of in and out and up and down and roundabout type of journey.
No, I'm loving it, Chill Man. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very
much. I think
much.
This is such an exciting start to, you know, your impending career.
It's cool. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
And yeah. So what's going to be happening next? And you say the record's just dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a couple more videos coming. I think the next one hopefully will be in about 2 weeks. But there, yeah, you can look at the In The Balance Records YouTube channel and see everything we've done so far. There was another video we did for a track called Say, which also went down pretty well, which we filmed in Cardiff, interestingly enough. Mm-hmm. And glamorous and that.
Yeah.
But,
dream, man.
But yeah, no, he's a machine, man. He started working on his second album already as well. Whoa. Like this hardworking young man.
And that's what it takes.
No doubt.
It doesn't matter how much talent you got. If you ain't going to put the work in, it's a waste of time.
So have you done anything differently, like the way you worked on this for your second album, Chill?
Yeah, what we're actually doing this time is Verbs is going to make like half of the beats. And I got a mate who's pretty dope at making beats. So he's going to make
dope.
The other half. Very dope, yeah. But
okay. Okay. Are you keeping his name to your chest, or do you want to give him a shout, or...? We'll wait.
Keep it for a bit. But yeah.
So make sure you check out all their Twitters and stuff like that. Keep up to date.
But your performance, by the way, that last track was You Be You, and that was Chill Man featuring Verb T, who are our guests, who you're listening to right now on Food Bar Radio. You're performing at the High Focus summer party.
That's right. Yeah.
Hold on, but are you performing there too?
Chill Man's there as well.
Yeah.
And that's going to be super exciting. That's happening this Friday, 22nd of July, at Electric Ballroom. A whole gang of ill artists are going to be up there. So I'm looking forward to see you in the live forum too, you know.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a good one. And that night's going to be cool. It's got like Chester P, Ramson Bad Bones, mm-hmm. Flick Tricks, Leaf Dog, BVA, Ed Scissortongs doing his album sort of launch. He's just had an album out on High Focus too. I'm going to be there. Chill Man, More One. Mm. Huge lineup. Wicked venue as well. Like the last party at Camden Electric Ballroom was
that
crazy.
That went off.
Mm. Yeah, so.
It does quite make me smile because nowadays, whenever I hear your name, it's Verb T of Four Outs.
Yeah, I know.
But to me, it's Verb T of Ill Lyrical Behaviour.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
That's what I think.
It's a blessing, though, to have sort of spanned so much time in this UK hip-hop thing, or hip-hop, I should just say. You know what I mean? Because not everyone gets to put stuff out over such a long period of time. So, I mean, I worked my ass off, don't get me wrong, but it's still, like, I've had a lot of good opportunities, so I'm always thankful for that. And being part of the 4 hours was like a whole other chapter in my career.
Is that going to continue?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We've been doing a lot of real dope gigs around Europe and stuff, and the feedback is just crazy that we get as a group. Like, there's so much love for what we do. It's because obviously we love making the music as a group, but the way the fans have received it just makes it so much more exciting because it actually means something to people. So, yeah, we're working. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I can drop the bomb that
dun, dun, dun.
Like we're doing a track with R.A. the Rugged Man.
Cool. Yeah. And it's big. R.A. who played, like, I think he, not discovered, but this dude Afro, I don't know if you've heard of this. But I think he, you know, R.A. saw him at a show and then that was a big part in spurring on his career and stuff.
Did he do like some sort of competition or something?
Yes, that's correct.
Was it from that? Yeah, you're right. He brought him through. That's right, 100%.
Hopefully, you know, chill, man. Keep rolling with Bertie. Could open some next level doors. I'm sure it will. I have no doubts it will.
Is that Boom Bap, actually?
I was going to say, yeah, just quick shout out to Boom Bap, Ivan, as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, definitely big up the whole Boom Bap team. Boom Bap
Festival. Yes. We had Mice and Chu were talking to Ivan at Boom Bap Festival last week on the show. So if you missed that, hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop and listen back to that. This week, there's a whole bunch of ill hip hop gigs as well. Tomorrow, that's Tuesday 19th, Dilated Peoples are at Jazz Cafe.
Whoa.
Are you Dilated Peoples fans?
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Work the angles, man. Work those angles, man.
Yeah, that was a classic. They killed it at Hip Hop Camp. I saw Evidence actually at Hip Hop Camp last year and he killed it. But then the whole group was there and they did a whole thing together at the end. Their live show is so good. So
yeah.
Jazz Cafe, that's going to go off. That's
cool. Exactly.
Also, I've got love for, I can't remember which rapper it is, but he's into his MMA as well, man. So I really like Dilated Peoples. He's mentioned his MMA, man. Love that shit.
No, but it's always nice seeing people in the more intimate setting, and that's what I think's nice about Electric Ballroom, because it's kind of got that balance of it being like a massive show, but then you still feel like you're there in the grit.
It's a nice floor. Like the floor is all right by the stage. It's not like nooks and crannies where you're around corners. It's all like a big floor right there. It's a nice place to perform, actually.
So this Friday 22nd of July, hit up the High Focus Party and check out Chill Man and Verb T. They're going to be performing there on the same evening as well. Tyre's doing a show at Hootenanny in South London, and I didn't even know this was happening. On Saturday 23rd of July, Jay Electronica's at Coronet.
Oh jeez.
Yes. Wow. Alongside 279 and Billy Business too. So that should be you've got this. It never ceases to amaze me, the amount of ill shows that we have in London, like every week, hip hop shows. There's no excuses really to complain about like things that aren't happening. So, you know, we'll keep you informed of all of that right here at Foodbar Radio. Still to come, we're going to be getting into our open mic where we have more dope MCs coming through, and it's kind of like a rule on this show, you're lucky Mice isn't here because he's quite sort of militant about this, that you know, if you're an MC you have no choice but to rap.
Okay
you're down with that. Chill Man looks a bit scared then, but he's like, didn't like the look in my
eyes. That was hunger Thank you.
You're gonna say
hunger.
Something else, but yeah, you have to stand in the corner for 10 minutes.
Face the ball. Hold tight, because the open mic is going to be live this week. Guys, I'm loving the sound of the album. To remind the people the name of the album, where they can find it, and all that good stuff.
Chill Man, Abstract Patterns. You can get that on Big Cartel for the CDs, or you can get the digital downloads on iTunes, Spotify, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, it's on all the digital platforms. You can grab that.
That's the one.
Very cool. And Chu has also been asking the people a key question every week. Mice investigates.
I need to know from you guys now as well. Yeah, I'm trying to sort of. Mice is psychic here, so I've got to do some of the cold files. Basically this is for you, Burbs, and for Chill Man. If there's a zombie apocalypse, what skills have you got to stay in the survival group?
I'm the most stubborn person in the world.
Okay.
So I will stubbornly stay alive and not get eaten, basically.
It works for me. You're going to be stubborn. We've got John Minty, who's just going to isolate himself.
Or,
I'm not feeling too hopeful about our outlook.
I'll tell you what, my only power is my voice. So I reckon I could control a zombie if I really tried.
Right.
I would come up with like a sick flow that zombies get, you know what I mean, distracted by, and everyone else will run to safety, and I'll just, it'd be like Thriller, but like just me rapping instead of dancing.
That's beautiful. So that was spiritual. That answer.
I know, yeah.
That was,
you got
spiritual.
The zone flow, man.
No, honestly, though, the power of the voice. I've seen my dad really shit up some police with his voice. Seriously, wow. So I believe in the. I'm with you. I'm sticking.
I believe
with
in the power of the voice.
Yeah,
big
man.
Time.
Yes, Chill Man.
I don't know. I can't really think of anything. Really.
Card tricks.
Probably,
he knows card tricks.
Yeah, there we go. I'd throw cards at their eyes behind them.
Doesn't Bruce Lee do that? I'm sure I've seen some kung fu flick where they're
Gambit.
Like
Gambit does that.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah, I'm really confused. It's all the same anyway, isn't it?
No, team support, I suppose. Just team support. You can do it. I believe in you.
Wow.
Positive thinking.
Yeah, cheerleader. You're going to be on the zombies team, like cheering on. Go, zombies.
Yeah, if they do well, you're going to switch.
You can do it. But I want to play another track before we bring in our MC shortly for the open mic. I was trying to remember those. Have you done a tune with Kaiser?
Yeah, there was one on me and Harry Love's album called Condor.
Yes!
Yeah,
because I knew there was something, but I was like racking my brain.
We should have done more, because we've known each other a very long time. We've done a lot of little ciphers together and stuff over the years, but not that many tracks together that got released.
And both being West Londoners.
I know, yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of claim South London, if I'm totally honest, but I did live in West London for a while.
Okay.
At that time, that's where we met. But, no, he was on another album of mine on a track called Life Is as well. That's the other track we did.
Yeah, cool. But Kaiser's just dropped a new album as well.
It's really good, actually. Yeah. I only heard it like the other day. It's dope.
Yeah, so I wanted to spin something from that for the people again. This track features Reveal and Cyrus Malachi. This is Kaiser Way Out. Guys, keep it locked right here to Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love. We have Chewdat in the studio and Verb T and Chill Man and a whole load of other dope people coming through, so don't move a muscle.
They say the sun don't shine in the hood. God don't love us. And now the ghetto
say there's no way out, cause
all the strugglers, all the hustlers, all the youth them, the gallon. It's gotta be another way out. It's real life.
Live a day in the life of an average guy, treating things like the Bee Gees and just staying alive. There's no faith in the Christ when every single moment you wake in your eyes, you hear the news, read a saying a line. Somebody's son got filleted with a knife, spleen turned to whipped cream when the bullet came straight from the nine. Some kids think that it's a game till they find when a slug enters your head, it all changes your mind. And I'm so sick of seeing brothers dying daily, shooting toasters, losing focus on their future over Gucci loafers. And blood is sprayed on a cold stone, gangs are repping steps on the pavings they don't own. Rich politicians still know that we're as stupid as we're supposed to be. An ex-convert to a kufi or a rosary. Some people say that our living is war. It was war from when we cut the umbilical cord, and that's real. I'm tired of the pain and the forks and roads. I'm still searching for a way out, my doors are closed. Still living in the mush pits of this apocalypse, and poverty has got us locked in. We're still waiting for the savior, but he never came. And so it's hellish days and acid November rain. I ask God, will it ever change? Or would death be the only real getaway? It's gotta be the roads ain't the only road. If there's a God, there's gotta be a better way out. If it's changed, it's gotta be a better way out for us. If there's a God in prison,
it's nothing for these youngers to act peak. Running in yards like Yankee athletes. You savage, mute man is silent, they let the straps speak. Everyday grinding, same environment, trying to stack P. And that's exactly where the trap be. Examine all of the facts, why you think they call it a trap? Look, I've been in the game before they even call it a trap. They call it that, cause once you fall through the cracks, ain't no calling back, only way out is jail house or in the morgue in a slab. If you a trapper, check it, better rewind this. You ain't a trapper, you the trap. It's a clever Jedi mind trick. Think of the implications, the system that's been created. Papa master busting laughter while pulling the strings blatant. And actually, certain man have lost touch with reality. Mobster mentality, really, they're lobsters in a barrel, G. Man, them trapped in their own ego. Rome's evil, only casualties we see are our own people.
I'm tired of the pain and the forks and roads. I'm still searching for a way out, my doors are closed. Still living in the mush pits of this apocalypse, and poverty has got us locked in. We're still waiting for the savior, but he never came. And so it's hellish days and acid November rain. I ask God, will it ever change? Or would death be the only real getaway?
27 moons amongst the ghosts of liars. Words on my tools, bolts and pliers. Swerve with the multipliers. Urban earth, the soul of Gaia's. The product's worth, we sold to buyers. We're still trapped in, bringing them packs in. We sling raps with straps ring. The hood's changing. Influx of the rich, gentrification. Life's an ugly bitch when you're caged in. Poverty's contagion. These kids pack a burner like Cajun. Set the stage, get the pics in. Trying to escape big. The cause of the brick walls, Her Majesty beckons inside a tapestry of felons. Dilapidated dwellings, rising costs, low incomes, the ice, the frost. No one wins in the slums. Irish must, the provision of tongues, aligned to the loss. My heart's pure like Matulu Shakur, spread light amongst the poor. Ass is raw, L. the lost tribes of Israel, selling fish scale at the tipping scale, empty bottles, liquor swell, this vivid hell was a prison cell, 2012 when the penny fell, rocking belly bell, shells left his belly well, belly well, left his belly well. I'm tired of the pain and the forks and roads, I'm still searching for a way out, my doors are closed, still living in the mush pits of this apocalypse, and poverty has got us locked in, we're still waiting for the saviour but he never came, and so is hellish days and acid November rain, I ask God will it ever change, or would death be the only real getaway?
I'm feeling that very much. Kaiser, Way Out, featuring Reveal, Cyrus Malachi. The album is called Mivarioni. Am I getting that pronunciation right, Verbs? Do you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's just go with yes.
I do think so. My very own.
You sound very, yeah. I'm not. You're like, I think so.
Kaiser, let us know, man.
Authority there. But yeah, no, me and Mice were just going with the volume one part anyway. But yeah, it's out now and it's entirely produced by Kaiser. So well, another yeah, MC man. Who's going down that route of production.
I like his style of beats. He's got his own sort of style with it. It's real nice. It's a real nice album to listen to, for sure.
And me and Mice are always saying how we're just always complaining that it's just these long gaps that Kaiser takes. You know, yeah. He's too fly to be leaving us hanging like that.
Nah, he is seriously dope. He's seriously, I guess it takes time to work on projects sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
You can't rush art. Oh, I like the supportive words. Yeah. After shutting me down, telling me I'm actually from South London. Yeah.
I did get apologize. It right. Just so everyone knows, I did apologize for being a correcting bastard.
You are a total gentleman.
Backseat presenter.
But coming up very soon.
Thinks he knows better. Coming on in.
Yeah, coming
bloody
in.
Hey guys, coming in.
That's why we love you.
Put our tunes for decades. I think you could talk to us.
But yeah, no, me and Mice were just going with the volume one part anyway. But yeah, it's out now and it's entirely produced by Kaiser. So another MC who's going down that route of production.
I like his style of beats. He's got his own sort of style with it. It's real nice. It's a real nice album to listen to, for sure.
And me and Mice are always saying how we're just always complaining that it's just these long gaps that Kaiser takes. You know, he's too fly to be leaving us hanging like that.
Nah, he is seriously dope. He's seriously, I guess it takes time to work on projects sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
You can't rush art. Oh, I like the supportive words. Yeah. After shutting me down, telling me I'm actually from South London.
I did apologise. Right. Just so everyone knows, I did apologise for being a correcting bastard.
You are a total gentleman.
Backseat presenter.
But coming up very soon.
Thinks he knows better. Coming on in.
Yeah, coming
bloody
in.
Hey guys, coming in.
That's why we love you.
Put our tunes for decades. I think you could talk to us.
Right, sorry, big time. Yeah.
But yes, coming up very soon, we are going to be getting into our open mic. This week we have featured MCs on the way: Chameleon, MC Subliminal, and G-Bag.
Hey.
So you warming up. You're doing the me. Yeah, to take down those other three MCs. No, it's all unity here. It's all love and unity, honestly. So yeah, keep it locked. Hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, because this show is all about you guys, so we love hearing from you. So yes, get in touch, hold tight, we're taking care of you until 6 p.m. Have you heard of, you know, this MC called Rex from Boston?
Yeah.
Have you heard he's got a new album out?
I haven't heard that. That's news.
It's bananas. And it's called the Greatest X. But this tune is just I'm just feeling it. I just thought I'd spin this again for the party people before we bring our guests through to the studio. This is Hip Hop on FUBAR Radio.
When the government call you violent, I don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. We don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Handcuffed, man down, officer calling for backup. Fuck all these niggas, just shoot if they act up. Where is Nancy Grace when the police blast us? How come she mad? Cause they legalize weed. They legalize weed. Will prisons be gone next? Won't that affect?
affect your industrial complex. Prison scary to the military. Tell me Taliban can't kill me. Get me now, gon' kill them. Brainwashed children, the melting pot filled in. Conformity is normalcy. Honor the enormous ignoramus in the office. Geppetto puppets will flourish if you now want the veil over eyes. Recognize, testify to the Western lies. Best disguised minds as devoted Christians, so the system can list them as future Democrats with no pot to piss in. Show cops respect. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Show cops respect. Wink, wink, middle finger them. I to America, eating in the interim. Keep me in the kitchen, come on and see a difference. I've been reading, I've been writing, I've been thinking. Been fighting for my freedom since a little tight speaking. Gugu got God thoughts of Mustafa as a better name than Christy. No diss to Grandpa. Know what the truth is, history is ruthless. Two kids like me who go to bed nightly thinking what might be my origins. All of them other kids in class got A's for the last. The X in my past got me doubting what the books say. Teachers say, this our land, well, what the crooks say. What they tell you don't, you go believing them. Not in agreement, wink, wink, middle finger them. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Not in agreement, wink, wink, middle finger them. Let the righteous remain silent. I don't give a fuck when the government call you violent. I don't give a fuck, you don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. We don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up.
Bananas. Rex, hands up, wink, wink. That's produced by Street Runner. The album is called The Greatest X. It's out now. Features production from Large Professor, oof, Alchemist, Knots. I love the Knots track on this. Damn. Static Selector, Buckwild. That's another Buckwild. Dope tune. Black Milk, who he was another guest on the show a few weeks back. So check that out at foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. And really some nice Boston features on there as well. So check it out. You know, you get all that fly hip-hop business right here first with myself, Sarah Love. Usually my Sticky, but this week I'm being joined by the one and only
True Hefner.
True Hefner. I'm feeling it. And every Monday, 4 till 6pm, we take care of you with the hip-hop goodness. And we're just warming things up here to get into this week's open mic, which is we have some our MCs are up in the studio. Guys, so make sure you're speaking into the front of the mic and you're nice and close so we can hear you lovely. That's where the white tape is. Yeah, so introduce yourselves. Who are you, man?
I'm Chameleon.
Chameleon. It's nice to have you here. Where are you from, Chameleon?
I'm from East Grinstead.
Hey! East Grinstead all day, mate. How are things in East Grinstead at the moment?
Oh, it's alright, just a bit boring really.
Keep it real, man. That's what I like. Just tell it how it is.
That's what he's in. Well, at least you're close to Gatwick, so
very convenient.
And but what's your like hip hop credentials? Prove them to me right now. Otherwise you're out of the studio.
Just goddamn prove it when the beat's on really.
Ooh.
Like,
got a badass.
Got shut down. I'm feeling it, Chameleon. No pressure or anything now at all. No pressure at all.
Yeah, I can only do my
just
best.
Cut
really
the beat halfway.
Do everything I can to sabotage your verse.
Represent now.
No. But have you like got any music out? Have you where might people know you from?
Well, I've got my own EP coming out soon. It hasn't been released yet, but I self-produced on my own label that I'm bringing out called Animal Kingdom. And apart from that, I've only done a few gigs, local pubs and stuff like that, so I haven't really been anywhere yet, so it's my first thing.
Exciting times. Yeah. I think sometimes that's the best part of the career, chill man, you know, because it's like everything is open to you and it can be anything you dream. I think it's a wonderful thing.
So
we look forward to it, and you've got to make sure you send us music, new music when you
have it out.
We look forward to hearing you. And our next MC that we have in the studio...
I'm MC Subliminal.
Welcome.
What's going on?
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, nice to be here.
And where do you hail from?
I'm from Kent.
From Kent?
Which part of Kent?
Near Sevenoaks. Near Seven Arts, okay. Everyone knows that.
Okay. That's like almost London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost, getting there.
Yeah. Getting
there.
But I live up in Leeds, so I study music up in Leeds, so I'm doing that in a minute.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Leeds is a pretty cool city.
It is a good city.
It's a fun party town.
It's good.
There's lots of pavement pizza.
Oh, there is.
Like when you go out, you've got to mind where you step.
Yeah, that's it. That
is Chapel Town still rough as a nun's arse?
It is a little bit. It is a little bit rough, yeah.
Okay.
And so what are you doing? Are you doing the hip hop up there?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a bit of drum and bass MCing up there.
Okay.
And, I've been doing some hip hop as well, working with a mate of mine called Revo. So he's been producing for me.
Mm.
And just doing bits, really.
How long have you been rapping for?
About a year and a half now.
Wicked.
So not too long, but yeah,
I'm loving it. That is truly what I love about the open mic, because we just hear such an array of sounds and people from all corners of the country, and it's just really nice to see what this one big family sounds like.
Yeah, that's it.
So looking forward to spitting. What do you reckon? You're going to come with some drum and bass sounds tonight?
Well, I don't know. Not today. I'm going to come with speed. No, it'll be slow bars today, I reckon. But yeah, no, maybe I might come through with a couple of double time bits as well. We have to wait and see.
It's going to be exciting. And then we have another MC step into the studio. Yeah, it's not your first time coming through to Food Bar Radio, is it, troublemaker?
I burst my cherry, I think 2 months ago, yeah.
That was lots of fun.
Yeah, it was
alright.
It
didn't hurt either.
It did a bit to me. I messed up a bit, innit?
Yeah, but
so you
need
to redeem yourself.
In the mic.
But it was all fun and games.
No, it was good, man. It's a good vibe and atmosphere. Yeah, man, love it.
But introduce yourself. What's your name to people?
Yeah, name's G-Bag. I'm just basically here to link Verb T and chill, man.
Fine.
He said it'd be cool to jump on the mic. So yeah, it's
cool.
Like killed two birds with one stone type of thing. So you know,
I'm loving this. Just telling it how it is. And like, give a damn about this open mic or you people.
I'm just here to try and get a record deal. No, nothing like that. I'm just, you know what I mean.
We're working though, man. We've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
We're working on some stuff. So it's nice. We took the opportunity to meet, but it's great to be here though.
Oh, of course.
You can tell that Verbs is well versed in how to work the angles of the industry.
But
you
still read the auto cue, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm diagonal to you.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
So it's going to be exciting. It's always nice when we have like a big group of MCs like this in the studio. And this week we're going to have another guest producer called Rain as well. That's coming up very soon. So keep it locked right here. Before that though, let's play you another track before we get into things. This is from Sonny Jim's brand new album, which is called Mud in My Malbec. Anyone up on the album yet?
Yeah, sick. Big up Sonny Jim.
I know.
It's a sick album.
And it's quite a nice summer vibes type, chilling in the park sort of. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he tells the stories for you, which many of the lines on this album have put a smile on my face. So this track is called Dorchester featuring Kel Chris. Very soon we're going to get into our open mic. Keep
Kel
it locked
Chris.
To Food Bar Radio.
Food Bar.
Break them off a bit of bread, it's a small gesture. You a joke like a court jester. I'll be smoking in a sports centre, joint venture. Getting notes like a choir singer. Dinner in the Dorchester, night fever. I'm a light sleeper, fine dime squeezer. Put the squeeze on a nickel and a dime dealer. Diamond geezer, turning dime pieces to pipe cleaners. Nice to meet ya. Mr. Nice like the reefer, syrup with the Sprite in the beaker. Welcome to my arena, ice feature. High off a life and a pint of tequila. Piffer, hit your town and hunt down the killer. Super sour silver, spend all my guilders. Ice cold pilsner, no filter. Get pushed out the picture, the hook, line and sinker.
Oh, I like it, I like it a lot.
Zip it up, your magnum mode sound like a demo. Your favorite rapper must be a bum spitter. Or your mother and father just raised a bum nigga, yeah. You germed out like Tully with the kids. My mate's hard to break like Wolverine's ribs. Clean plate, spaghetti on the bibs. Black grouch act out, fedora tilt the lid. Hit
the shops, spin like we large, HBSN, bam with the cards, hammer time till I don't have a dime, we wouldn't grind like this to dine with the swine, shrimps, shit eaters, bottom side of the table, dull with work visas. I'm the one King Kong and got shit on, so whack rap niggas fall back like a futon. Top of the morn, yawn, shit on your lawn. Batarian hood rat things whipping the Suvi. A fifth of cat piss, nigga, that Ubi. When hitting your voice gets all spooky.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
In my Malbec, check it out. That's Sonny Jim. Shout out to all the Birmingham peeps representing. Shouts out to Pete P Soup, Old Dirty Brooks, James Cole locked into the show, Junie Morrison. I love you, Junie Morrison, and DJ Mime, Grace Laird, Ava Blair, all of you. We love you guys, and this show is all about you. You can keep your messages coming through to hiphop@foobarradio.com. Guys, are you ready to rep?
Yeah,
you can see it. Chomping at the bit.
Yeah. I know Chameleon's ready to just like sun me right now. Oh. And you all have to make sure that you're rapping into the front of the mic, otherwise, we won't be able to hear you. Okay. Exactly. And mice will come for you as well. Let's get this going. This week, we have our open mic featuring Chameleon, MC Subliminal, G Bag, our special guest, Chillman, and Verb T. We might even get a verse out of Tudat. No pressure at all. And we have every week we have a featured guest producer for the open mic. Last week we had Ezra Collective live in the studio. They were providing the beats. And this week we have music from a producer called Rain. So let's do this. It's Fubar Radio. It's DJ Sarah Love. Let's kick it off a little something like this.
Yeah. Check, Chameleon, Fubar, yeah, listen. Yeah. Yo, I know we all seek a place, a home away from home with no Facebook or phone. Far from material objects and loans, here the soul is convexed and grown. Away from those imperial projects imposed, a place not owned by any sort of throne. Here everybody's stoned and all skills can be honed, and the only thing killed here's the microphone alone. Here the olive branch is always flown high, set in stone to help divide all the drones from apartheid, a world that I can't condone. So to come to this peaceful zone, inhaling through the nose, keep your eyes tightly closed and focus on the notes coming in through your headphones. Now appear without fear, totally composed, keep the image clear and then safely sewn. Yo Fubar Radio.
That was the sounds of Chameleon. Subliminal, yeah. Show us what you got.
Look, I'm bigger than a big bag of Charlie and I'm packing a funk. Two pint cans of Stella, then I'm back in the pub, racking them up, thinking about banging the slut. But even if I'm doing a good, she won't come. Broke cunt, saving up notes for the coke funds, and still I need one with the coke guns. See my face, heart's racing, the blokes run, cause I'm the kind of guy that you only provoke once. Still, just your typical white man, I might plan a whole load of things for the next day with my clan. 9 a.m. and the mood starts to die down, white smiles turn into world frowns in my town. Still I contemplate sticking about, say I don't smoke but I'm taking a snout. Wait a hot second then I'm kicking them out. Log on to Facebook and find the best pic of a pal.
Some of these gums when I'm a bun you like a barbecue, and make it hard to move like you were stuck up in the carnival. Hey, doggy like mama do, turn into a margarita, you, my words are after you like you was all up in a wild pursuit. Now pass the suit while I pump it up like barbells. We going on stink on this mic like my yard smells. I bring my vibes to your size just like cartel, and like all these sods we disturbing on a large scale. I'm sick to death for body sketch like Barbie dolls. These chicks spitting bullshit, but without their clothes. Call me a slave driver, the way your master flows. The dragon, the name in the dirt, and that's the path they chose. Archer bros, summer like Barcelona. I stand out of the crowd just like a nasty boner. I'm about to put your ass in a dirty coma. It's G-bag and food bar, yet glass is over.
Made yourself black Malkovich, but how is it you didn't see? You weren't the one that's pulling all the strings, though. They're looking kinda counterfeit and need to tone it down a bit. Your brain is all hypnotized, you need to snap out of it. I see my goals like praying and I'm pouncing in my front room, meditating on the mountain. I'm balancing the physical form, my spirit was torn, felt heat like Miami, then I'm hit with a storm. Coming for anything and everything, an unquenchable verse. We from two places like a Nephilim between heaven and earth, and still trying to settle this. Banging heads like a bunch of rowdy metal kids, plotting in the sediment, return to the dirt. The rotten and the eloquent emerged in the verse with the twist. Whatever it is, certainly works. Hope the side effects don't take a turn for the worse.
Rotten beats, more rotten than my teeth. I've been open for some beats, I can sink it to my teeth. I've been tagging in the streets, I've been throwing off my piece. I've been feeling like a beast, straight looking for a feast. And I don't know what's what, devil's on my shoulder. Be talking to me nice, that carry weights of a boulder. I'm hoping that I won't drop, so I drink two shots. Cypher with the boombox, come alive when the tune drops. Listen, something's missing, I got a hole in my head. Not a crowd pleaser, original sound keeper. Not much of a punchline, I drunk much cider. Got the funk, get you hype at one point like the sniper. When the beat bump at the cypher, feeling alive, wreck it when I step to the sets with a method you could never expect. And that's how it goes now, until the Reaper tells me that I gotta go, and then I guess it goes round.
If it goes round, it's about time for me to drop my sound. The way that I'll be spitting is a freestyle now. That's right, if I had a spliff, I wouldn't give it to Sarah Love. Cause honestly, between me and you, she doesn't care for drugs. I tried to suspect and change her path, but that's not the way that she rolls, so I just chill and have a laugh. And that's right, we're chilling with this vibe that's minimal. We got the MC subliminal, and I keep coming through, man. I should make sure that you come to my EP release on the 4th of August, otherwise that'd be definitely criminal. And right now, I'm the Chinese guy I could do with a white tea bag, but it's all good cause we still got this other rapper G-Bag. And that's right, the way that I'll be dropping it on, I'll be coming on strong with a new rapper called Chameleon. And that's right, I need to chill, man, because I've got that chill man in that studio. And right now I'm gonna do what I can to improve my sound right now. And I've got a big up Verb T, cause right now I'm feeling worthy. Check out Noteworthy. Next Sunday we've got the festival at East London Fringe, so make sure you come right down. There'll be chicks with a blonde brunette and ginge. Do it.
Chew that.
Yeah.
You got another one.
Let me interject again for a second. Let's show some fresh respect in all directions. Re-erect the concepts of the Yippies projects from in 1967. Here the outdoors beckoned and seemed to gleam. And I reckon if we recognize ourselves as human beings, we're ascension designed off the shelf, complete with deeper meanings to extend oneself. So keep in mind, our separateness was a desperate lie to put stress on our health. A rebirth will be divine and nothing else. Heaven on earth created by the wealth of love, and not the love of wealth. So this is why this song was comprised, derived from the rhymestone of divine design, to make you wake up and rise and shine to the summertime paradise innate to humankind. So from sunrise to sunset, summertime paradise, peace of respect. It's all bless, it's all bless. Subliminal all bless. MC coming on next.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah.
It's Fubar Open Mic. Let's go, subliminal.
Man, I've been sent here to elevate. Far from a renegade, sitting in the park, sipping Pimm's and some lemonade. I'ma demonstrate, capable of deading hate. Let me chew you out and spice things up just like Peronaise. And if you wanna unwind, grab a Stella, mate. Strap a zoo like the air, let your brain levitate. But don't be wishing for a better day. Never over medicate or let yourself be led astray. Cause we all play the blame game, we'll feel the same pain, something that I maintain. Whether you're straight caked or working hard for the minimum wage pay, whatever the weather, we gotta work together, see. Combine our minds and work towards a remedy. Cause at the end of the day, we're all the same and it's a shame. Yeah, but none of us are gonna live forever, G.
Yeah, G's my name, G's my name. But I ain't gonna freestyle today, hold up. Let me get the mic levels right.
Check it, yeah, last verse, yo. Nobody's mentioning Jay, just like a bunch of Hebrews. I come with this one, stuffed with two pumps, now I need food. I'm out to be Scrooge, Ebenezer flex. Ain't even talking loads of cash, I'm talking even less. Ease the stress, like taking a rest is tranquil. Head still spinning, but my world's at a standstill. Me be a whack, nah man, see I'm far from it. I search engines like police in your car bonnet. Lyrics are harmonic, I got your hook like a narcotic. To pay me now with my large wallet, I torture a lot. Fudge, yeah, you know what's here. Even my own peeps wanna stitch me up like crochet. Not for wealth, but some folks call me Gavilar. Tip the writ to scales and I don't have to travel far. Getting slaughtered like we all up in the abattoir. I got good taste, but I never taste a caviar.
G-Bag.
Verb T.
Yes.
Food Bar Radio. And it goes, yeah, we heading out once again. Time's like a spiral. Learning your lessons through hindsight, it's vital. I decorate the paper with the dreams that I had. A year of my life, I just seen it in a flash. I reached in the bag and then I pulled out the map. I'm on the train that won't stop, I'm going all around the tracks. Trying to break out, I need to be there, I wanna go. One night closed, looking ahead like a telescope. I mean I'm half blind, but I see the distance. They don't really get the picture, so they need assistance. I rep for the people that feel just like me, but they couldn't tell you cause they gotta keep it deep within them. Not trying to beat the system, I'm trying to be the difference. The thing that keeps the world balanced and then keeps it spinning. Looking down on ourselves like, yeah, we've been sinning. But then we flip it round as if we wanna be the villain. Teens are living like they're older than their age. Then they grow up, hit 30, then they're trying to go back again. Yeah. But can't hack the pace, that's how a man can break. Left with just a sour taste and a bag of pain. So we gravitate to who we can relate to. But if you hate yourself, well, they're also gonna hate you.
Yes.
We blowing grave fumes out when I make moves. Doubt is the only thing left to derail you. See, some people see the light, some will fail to. I'ma run around a bit before I'm too frail to. Before I'm standing in the light of the pale moon, on a boat falling off horizons I sail to.
Ravers, dancers, creators, observers, observe us. Stargazers amaze us, beggars to serve us. Police and thieves, I see with these eyes. A man's got rugs of ice, got some suits and ties. Patterns, cycles of life, and I'm watching the depressed, the peeps who think they got some sort of S on their chest. The worst, the best, the cursed, the blessed. I deserve to speak this picture that I see. Getting under your skin with this IV. Spilling my paint, I get it lively. We be bumping beats on repeat, freaky, like you spelt my name upon the Ouija. We be amongst these crazy role models and grown men who follow some image so hollow. When yesterday I was dreaming on tomorrow. Yeah.
Dreaming on tomorrow. Right now, I'm that type of dude who'll spit and will never swallow. That's just the way I'll be going, but I'll keep it on flowing. Let me just try and flip it up into some next type of topic. I could go on for days like I'm flying a rocket, because I'll be hitting those drugs that are psychotropic. Picked him up from the Amazonian, Brazilian rainforest. It's the man like Cheeky going on. Right now, you can't stop it. Right now, I could borrow someone's flow, because I'm running out of words and it's pretty obvious, you know. So I'm trying to think of someone else to spit. John Minty from New Zealand.
Yes.
That's the type of festival I could be feeling. It's called Splore Fest. So right now, that's what I'll be hitting up next with my girl, so we can get on that beach and have some stroking some legs. It's the man like you right now, feeling that ocean vibe coming through hard. I shouldn't have got so high, because I'm struggling for words, struggling for verses. It's the man like me right now, and I should start cursing, but I don't want to do that. Peace of Mind is my EP with my girl Laura Maidment. I really appreciate the fact she deals with this Asian who's constantly blazing, and I can't think of someone else to spit. It's really difficult, so yo, make sure you tune in every week to Food Bar to hear new spits.
Woo, tune that one in your freestyle.
Yeah, a little bit off the top.
That was lovely. That was the sounds of Chameleon, MC Subliminal, G-Bag, Chill Man, Verb T, Tudor on the freestyle. Thank you so much, guys, for coming through. Share any links that you have. How can people track you down, Chameleon, if they want to hear
Facebook.
more?
Facebook.com, Animal Kingdom Records, that's it.
Subliminal.
Just check me out on SoundCloud, MC Subliminal. That's it.
My number's 07985706 8910.
Great.
That's already on the wall of the Food Bar toilets, man. It's cool. We got that, man. Yeah.
Verbs.
Do your Googles. Verb T in the Balance Records on all platforms.
Now, Chill Man, like, what's it? Remind the people the name of the album, where they can find you, and everything.
Abstract Patterns out on In the Balance Records. You can get that on
on Big Cartel or any digital thing, whatever they're called.
Yeah, that digital stuff. Thing.
Shops.
Yeah.
Digital shops.
Shops and that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But thank online you all somewhere. So much for coming through to the studio.
Nice one,
really
guys. Don't, man. Don't.
To have you. The videos will be up on the Facebook FUBAR page, the, what is it, the Digital Pub, that's what Maestro calls Facebook. Shouts out to Just Roan, locked into the show. Chu, what are the links for people to check out this party that you're putting on?
Oh, yeah, East London Fringe Festival. It's, oh, man, I'm really bad with that as well. Just find me on Facebook, basically, Chu.CHRUD. DAT or Twitter, CHRUDAT, Chudet.
Thank you, Chu, so much for coming through and co-hosting the show with me this week. Remember, you can listen back to all of the FUBAR shows at FUBARradio.com/hip-hop. They're all up there. Next week, we have DJ Newmark of Jurassic 5 joining us live in the studio. So that's going to be kind of bananas. Thank you, Verbs, Chill Man, everybody for coming through. John Minty.
Nice one, John.
And thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in every week. We love you guys. This show is all about you. And then make sure you join us next week and every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. It's all about myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy. And I'm going to, seeing as I'm missing Mice so much, I thought it was only correct that we ended with some Mice Diggy for you. So Everybody enjoy the summer vibes and take care of each other.
And catch some rays.
Salvador saying a lot of flows, but I don't know more love him. A pot of gold, and I have no leprechaun guard. I'm not alone, you might as well let the pawn guard. My bowl of wax is made of wax, so it changed shapes. My seated mass is made of mass, so it changed states. What always lasts, it's always mass, so it takes space. And always has, whatever has it, it takes place. When rose fork, I take a second, think of rose of the dumb walk, and pick away. I'm not afraid where I'll end at. I stay in shape, if it'll work, I just walk back. Every month I roam, can't stick to one pad, and everything I own all fits in one bag. I keep warm without withdrawing no bank, and go on and on without drawing no blanks.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it.
It's my Stiggy with a riddle. These swines can try catch it like Piggy in the middle. I never claim real spit, then bring a little dribble. Or say I pull more strings than Diddy with a fiddle. The cat spewing them raps, who's been a deadly mix between bass root and the rap sputin'. It's a shame how hip-hop's become a playground full of bad students who act truant and lack schooling. That everybody and their mother's trying to be the man with mannerisms of a Peter Pan. Oh, you're the same gang who swore they're not on the bandwagons, watching other cats walk and following that fashion to the middle of the field where they usually sow corn, cultivate and break down and use it in most forms. But here to make sure pollution is no more, that goat in sheep's clothing, tooting his own horn like.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it real.
Lord of the flies, the mighty just caught the 4 to 5. My 4 is 4 to 5. The benefit from makes fire and ice. It's all breaking more to the mind. Could probably turn water to wine. I represent to get more to life. It gives me something to do with all noons, mornings and nights. My power's been fully bestowed, so I'm staying put, standing barefoot in the snow. Wild sides where I reside, you're gonna have some say either way I decide. So I hit pay dirt and taking the sights. And if it ain't major, I'm letting it slide. Mash up prayers and hopes, broke so long I prefer layers of coats. And I'm not scared, so I get stares and jokes. But I'll be upstairs way before mayors and popes. A little love and harmony
and there'll surely be some unity. Unity. Unity.